Blog Talk Radio.
Erev Tov, Erev Tov, yes, I, Erev Tawab. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Shalom, Chaverim. Here for the third day of the Shavuot, third day of the seven. Here we are counting, we've counted two. Shabbat's complete here. We're in the third. We say Shabbat or Shavuot, right? As we approach Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Shabbat, in other words, counting seven Shabbats complete plus the day after, right? You know, so 49 is the 50th day, what's known as Pentecost Day, the Feast of the Holy Spirit, the Harvest of the Holy Spirit, seeing Moshiach, Yeshua, being the first fruits, and I, the brethren, yes, I. So here for tonight's podcast, a couple of, I guess we call it like housekeeping things, you know? So the house, the bait, right? The bait, right? Beta, the bait of Yisrael, the beta Israel, even I and I over here of the West, yes, I, and to send blessings to all of our brothers and sisters scattered to the four corners of this earthly plane. So here, Bashem Yeshua, in the name, Bashem, yes, I. So here we have Mizmor Kof Chet. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, Psalm 108, Psalm CVIII, Hebraically, Mizmor Kof Chet, Hebrew letters that signify 108. A thanksgiving and a prayer right here. Now, initially, and going through the royal order and the Davidic worship and the daily psalms. Originally, we have gone through it, like, of course, in the English, and then, you know, with His Majesty's Bible, the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, and we're talking about over maybe a couple of decades now, you know, growing in grace and in knowledge, and more with the Hebrew, and more recently, more and more with the Hebrew, and even in the Koine, the Copto Koine Greek. You know, just comparing, contrasting, and, you know, seeing what the truth is, right? Looking for the truth. Study to show yourself approved. So in I&I studies, we have come to the point that when we present, we start out with the English, the basic KJV 1611, or the versions that are more compatible for 1611 in the English, since the 1611 Bible is what built the latter-day times of the Gentiles. It was built, right? You could say that the KJV Bible is like the, on a certain level, is the key, right, of the Western Gentile civilization, of the end-time civilization, is the key of the past 400-year-plus civilization. So starting out there, and then with the Royal Amharic, with the Metzav Kedus, the Royal Amharic, and going into the Ge'ez as well, you know. But the Hebrew studies is very, very interesting. The Hebrew studies have come forward to be, I can say, the core. And then in His Imperial Majesty, Kadamawi Haile Selassie, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, in his Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, Revelation 5:5, it's very interesting. You know, his particular Bible right there, as it actually brings out many truths that sometimes don't get translated or haven't been fully presented into English. So here for tonight's podcast, we're going to seek to go through Psalm 108 live on the air. You know, usually we'll play some of the audibles, you know, from previous, you know, time, or even some of the audibles that we create for the podcast, you know, and the teaching dissemination in the present time. So in looking through our, you know, the archives and the treasury of Dawid, the Psalms, we notice that we don't have a KJV, HSV, Haile Selassie, the Amharic, and the English side by side. So we'll go through that from the Parallel Bible that we published in 2011, which was the 400th year, right, of the KJV, the 2011, at 400 years we published the King of Kings Bible and the King James Bible side by side. And in some areas we went into certain annotations, certain footnotes, certain details, you know, to be a more fully annotated version that we seek to do in the second edition. Ja willing, we can go into more, because as we've gone through it, daily psalms, we have learned and grown and iron sharpened iron, and we can present more clarity. But as Matthew says in the foreword, right, King James and the old King James 1611 Bible, those who have the old version, you see the KJV, the King James version, his foreword, where he speaks about the most mighty high prince, so forth and so on, and how it was translated from these languages, so forth and so on. And his imperial majesty in the authorized, advised, and hard Bible has something similar. And that often is circulated, disseminated, also in selected speeches. And we have, LOJ has a printing of selected speeches. There is the Revised Amharic Bible speech. It's referred to as a speech, but that was the Mekdem, the Mekdem, the Kedem, Mekdem, Kedamawi, the Mekdem. That was the preface, right, the preface for the 1961 Authorized, Revised Amharic Bible, the King of Kings Bible, that which refers to Revelation 5 and 5, weep not, behold. So going through that, on the ear, looking forward, but some of the basics, the Peshat, we're going to bring forward as well. Now here, we are in the Shabua, or the seventh, or the Shabbat Amor, Shabbat Amor. Now the word Shabbat, which refers to the seventh, right, and Shabua in the Hebrew, which refers to the week or the 7 days, and here in the Omer count, right, we are commanded to count 7 Sabbaths. So the Sabbath, right, is the 7th day, and it's referring to the full, we could say, that full Shabuah, that full week right there, you know? So the Sabbath is like the completion. So I'm counting 7 weeks. That's why the feast is known in Hebrew as Shabuot, or in modern Hebrew, or nowadays Hebrew, they might enunciate it. They do enunciate it as Shavuot, Shavuot, harvest. But we're looking at it in the Brit Chadasha sense. Because in the sense that we have in Leviticus chapter 23, which is one of the sections and chapters here of this Shabbat Amor, this Torah reading and feeding for this 7 days right here, we have chapter 23. And chapter 23, it discusses Leviticus chapter 23. It discusses the feasts, the festivals, the 7 feasts, the festivals that occur in three times, right, 3 seasons. And here we're speaking about from the beginning of the Hebrew ecclesiastical, or the churchical year, the church. Yes, here in the wilderness is a church. A church is basically, Hebraically, a called out assembly, the assembly. As Matthew teaches I and I, that the church is not merely, you know, the building. Right, you know, but it's that fulfillment of the anointed way, and it's speaking of us. You know ye not, right, that ye are the temple, the tabernacle. So there is some interesting basic study points. I'm going over it. Some of the brothers and sisters already know that, but some might just be hearing it first time, and we go over it for those who don't know it, and those who do know it, hopefully it will just affirm, and it's a build-up. As going through these psalms that we have gone through before, every time we go through them, you know, there's always a renewed revelation, maybe a correction, you know, of something that we might have heard or thought. And so we are purifying and refining. As the word says, we are growing in grace and that knowledge of Adonai, our sovereign, our master, Yeshua HaMoshiach. So here we have thanksgiving and prayer. Today's daily psalm of thanksgiving and prayer. More on that as we move forward. Another housekeeping matter is the Rastafari Israelites, the YouTube channel. Just to announce this, where we are streaming, right, even this podcast right here. It's up on the YouTubes. Occasionally, we might play a tune, some music from one of the artists, right, Rastafari, Roots, Reggae, or even other artists, right, whether Jew, whether Black Jew or Yehudi or like I and I people or even of other people here on the air. Usually it's Rastafari or Rastafari, we say related. But after we post it, we usually get like, this tune, the copyright, or this tune cannot be monetized. We understand that our channels, generally speaking, are not monetized, right, because if that's the only way that we can support the ministry, the service of the Almighty, what a shame, right? We already know within the Torah is our first responsibility to I and I community. And, you know, charity begins at home. But some of these tunes that we play, there's a few of them that have gotten and not so much a strike. We can still – we didn't get a strike against us because of that. But basically, there's a new funny – you know, I and I, sister wife, sister T, she said something that I have to share right here. She said they're just being vindictive. The world flesh, the satanists, the clown, YouTube, the whatever, whatever. They're just being vindictive. Because they say on some tunes, it cannot be seen or monetized. Now, this is interesting. It's talking about sound, right? We're playing a sound, a tune, right? That it cannot be seen or monetized. Even that Our Father, Buju Banton, some of you recall that. If we play that right now, we might get a, you know, a warning, and then the podcast would be like the YouTube stream will be available for a moment until they run their scans and everything, and then they'll give us a notice that it's been blocked in certain places. In fact, when we play that Buju Banton clip, Our Father, you know, I designed that clip that we've played so many times before, when we play that, they said it cannot be seen. You know what I'm saying? Music we hear, sound we hear, but cannot be seen or monetized, right? And due to that, right, we often have to go back over the video with the podcast, and we have a choice on, you know, a couple of selections of action. So usually what we do is we'll just back up the whole stream as possible for the archives and everything, and then we'll take the option of deleting that audio. We've had to do this on at least since we started the Rastafari Israelites, the live stream of the podcast. We had to do that on at least four to five or so occasions, maybe a little bit more, but we recall 4 to 5 occasions. One of the most recent is with that Buju Banton clip, that audio. I'd love to share it with you right here, but like I said, if I share it with you here, the podcast can go on after the podcast. One can, you know, maybe check out the podcast, but at least by the next day, you know, ones and ones are going to link on and I say, oh, yo, Yadin, Iadonis, you know, yo, it's been blocked. You know, it's been blocked. I can't see it. Or some of y'all can see it in USA, maybe England, maybe not Canada, but the last clip of Buju Banton singing, you know, chanting Our Father who art in Zion, it's blocked in 240 something countries. And when I asked, you know, the web mistress, I said, click there, just click that down. And she, you know, she clicked it down. And I saw all the different countries. I said, chant. So direction instructions have been given to basically, yeah, edit out the Buju Banton and that little short audio that we play so many times on the podcast. You know, just on the podcast, blog talk. But then now, as we try to re-disseminate it, you know, the podcast, the YouTubes, it gets blocked. And it's just a little acapella audio right there. So I'm putting this out because we'd like to have a reasonman, a sister, Waleta Sion, right? Sister Melisech, you know, a dub, we say Rastafari, a singer, right? A singer of I&I music, right? She want to bring forth a presentation, you know, of what she has experienced within the music, dub music, the more conscious level of reggae music. You know, we have the dance hall, there's a dance hall music, and, you know, some of the artists have gone under some of the industry kind of labels and such, and, you know, there's all these laws and other things about music and rights and this and that, but reggae music is the king's music. Right, it's the king's music. Many of the original, we could say, singers and players of instrument will tell you clearly that their main intent was not, you know, monetization. It's not monetization. It was not but it was the dissemination, right, of the good news of the kingdom, right, of the King of Kings in Christ. Basically, the good news of the kingdom was about the good news. Weep not, behold, the conquering line of the tribe Judah, the root of David. Weep not, behold, Kamal Halaslasi, I know the new name, precious name, Rastafari, right? And singers and players of instruments, that was the primary intent. So that spiritual, that biblical, going all the way to the New Testament times, going all the way to the root and the Old Testament times. Now, are we saying that singers and players of music should not be in any way either not just recompensed, but they should not, you know, receive anything? No, it says that the laborer is worthy of his highest. Of course, there's an irritical spiritual reward, and there should be a, you know, natural temporal reward. But the reason why our artists and even those in I and I community, reason why we don't really get what we deserve righteously is because we don't have law. If we want to just break it down, we don't have law. And it's so hard for ones and ones to really recognize the HaTorah, that what we have in the scripture is the foundation of what we, of all peoples, we, the once lost, now found, black and brown sheeple in America and the Caribbean, we, the Beta Israel of the West, we're the only people that are in this peculiar situation, right? And many of us have grown in grace and knowledge to recognize it. Others are growing in grace and knowledge and hopefully will recognize it. So we'd like to bring the sister forward to speak on, you know, the music, not so much the music industry, generally speaking, right, but the roots, the reggae music, you know, and the theme will be Save Black Music. We're about to think to play that tune right there. We don't know whether it'll get blocked or not. If it gets blocked, usually what they'll say is, usually what they say is some tunes, like of all the tunes that we do play, we usually only get maybe a handful. Right, a handful of tunes that basically says, like, it cannot be monetized. That means that as long as we don't monetize our channel, then ones and ones can see that, so forth and so on. But if we decide to, like make money off of what we're doing, right, the monies and the funding and the support, according to Yahweh, we have our own ways. And if we do it in the being in the world, not of the world, then there's ways that we should go about it. But these laws out there, let's just recognize. Even that which was abomination in the scriptures, right, and to many ancient peoples and many modern people, with the laws of today, the laws of the Gentiles, they have basically been, you know, legalized. So we can tell that the law, right, is not our law, but we are in the world, not of the world. And the reason why we seek to grow in grace and knowledge and to keep, you know, the covenant, right, will prevent us from these consequences, right, of disobedience or these curses. That's another curse and a consequence that many artists, right, have created music. Even the music created by black people, we have to wrestle with black people even getting their credit for their own thing. Instead, it's going to be called, oh, this is American music, or this is world music, this is everybody's music, you know, except the people who did the music and the music is talking about them. You know, from the beginning. But anyway, Save Black Music, Steel Pulse Tune. So we'll give a list on those tracks, those you know, artists. Some artists we also have to compliment, because some artists, when we play their tunes, nothing comes up on the board, you know, about either monetization or it can't be seen. The monetization one, we understand that. Right? Torah teaches us that. You know, some people might think that, oh, if you believe in God, then you can't talk about money. Money is evil. No, you are a liar. It says that the love of money, right? It's the love of Jah. It's the love of Yahweh, truth and life. It's the love of Jah people. It's the love of his creation that should motivate I and I. And even the Peter Tosh tune that this is an audio clip from. We played this before. But we played the tune last Tuesday. And then afterward, there was a strike. Oh, not strike. It wasn't a strike. It was a block. It basically had, I think it had totally blocked the video. I think it was saying it cannot be seen. It's when they say it cannot be seen. That's the interesting part. It cannot be seen and monetized. You know, so only ones and ones who are presenters and probably on this side of the, you know, the labor, you know, probably have seen these sort of things right here. And we have to question this, but this goes along with the sister's testimony, Sister Willetta Sion, Sister Melisette, you know, what she has, you know, presented to I, you know, in our reasonings and what we've heard from others who are into the music, who are, you know, musical, who are artists, who are DJs, selectors, who are engineers and producers, so forth and so on. So we need to have a real serious discussion, right, when we say, well, whose music is it anyway? We've seen that this has gone on with black music even before our more overt identification with our heritage as Israelites, as Hebrews, you know, as even Ethiopian Hebrews before that. We go back to the plantation time. We go back to the times of blues. We go back to Route 66, you know, where they say that man who they compliment as a musical artist, now he got his talent and skills from the devil. because some people's interpretation is that the devil or Satan or Lucifer, Latin Lucifer, according to the Bible, because of pipes and harps and, you know, some ideas that, you know, the devil was a singer or Satan was a singer, the one they call Satan, the devil. So there's a lot of confusion around that among the Gentiles. But they basically will simply say that, well, Satan was one of the best musicians. You know, as to throw shade on giving thanks and praise. You know, but then Dawid, what about David? So we know that music is important, right, to the Hebrews, to the Israelites, and it's a part of the way that we praise, right, our power, or in the Gentile translation, our God. You know what I mean? And it's just very interesting that we see the same thing they have done to black people, you know, in the times of jazz and blues and rock and roll. It's even happening in Rastafari. And sometimes even among those who are self-professed to be Rastafari, right? And forget the fact that when we talk about Rastafari, it's same as the scripture, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. We're talking about ethnic Rastafari. Basically, we're talking about we, the black people of the world, and we, the black people of this particular experience. That's the roots of Rastafari. Right, just like the gospel, right? First to the Jew, right? To the Hebrew, to the Israelite, and then to the Gentiles. That's the proper order. But it's for I and I to know what the order is, right? To know what the covenant is, right? To know what HaTorah is, right? And to live it, right? To guard it, to hedge about it, to protect it. And then we can be able to reverse all of this curse for disobedience. Because if you think about it, is through their mischief, the Babylonians, the mischief in the law, right? The mischief in these laws. And something my sister, my wife, she, Isha Shelley, she said something when we noticed, when she pointed out the Buju Banton, the little Our Father Who Art in Heaven clip that we sometimes play, that had gotten a mark of not just not monetized, that's understandable, but cannot be seen as a chant. And for a moment, it's like, you know, as you grow and become mature, you know, as a man of Jah, the emotional reactions are, you know, like are not forefront. But you do have a soul, so you do have emotions. I just was just still. I just had to be still, you know, and just it's like, wow. You mean that little clip, that little audio right there is a cappella audio. It cannot be seen, quote. What do you mean? It cannot be heard. But they'll say that an audio. In other cases, they'll say like, you know, cannot be monetized. Understandable. They didn't say it cannot be heard, but what they said is it cannot be seen. They'll say, well, because it's in a video, right? But the other ones say it cannot be monetized. So they don't want the good news, the gospel, to be heard. That's what it comes down to, right? And because a lot of us in the world, right, have in our pre-existing condition been of the world. As we come into the truth and to that knowledge of the truth and who we are, right, we begin in gradual stages to come out of the world. So many ones and ones, artists, singers, and players, you know, and seeking to put forward their presentation. Sometimes they have, you know, got caught up in bad music industry conditions. And even when the music has been done just amongst our people, like in Jamaica and other places, the knowledge of the law, the one had a zeal. Right, it's just like the Bible said that we had a zeal, even the Rastaman, we had a zeal, right? But we were lacking that knowledge, at least of the law and how we, right, can utilize our law, right, vis-a-vis their law, right? Just like the European, you know, for example, the European Jews, you know, and other Jews have effectively shown us a lot of things. So we need to move past some of the emotive kind of stuff and get to the essential stuff. I'm just like, once again, just sharing some basics here because these are things that are going on and you might go to a video like this podcast, like you might not be able to, you know, maybe stay up right now. You got things to do in the morning. So you say, I'll check it out in the morning on your way to work or whatever. You said, let me just check out what, you know, the Rastafari podcast, Rastafari Donis, you know, yeah, let me check out what the line that you decide LJ is doing and saying. Right? And then you go to the video and you see it's blocked. Right, not just in the USA, it could be blocked in some other country. Like I said, that clip was a playable in US, I think England, some of the big, you know, the 7 to 8 heads, the 7 heads of the dragon countries, right? But it said, the message was like this. It said, but like in like some, it almost said like minor countries, right, in some other countries. It made you believe that, well, as long as it's in the US and England and stuff like that, you're okay. But then when I ask, you know, sister, I say, click on that right there, that hyperlink. I want to see what other country. It was just one or two other countries. It was 245 or more different countries. I said, nah. I love that clip right there. Give thanks, Buju. But I don't know who, you know, I don't know who is your, you need a good rabbi, yo. You know what I mean? Or somebody to, and see what happens is that ones and ones to protect their music in the world, right, amongst our people and other people, sometimes will say, you know what you need? You need a Jewish lawyer. Haven't you heard that before? You heard one say, oh, you need to get a Jewish lawyer, right? A Jewish lawyer, why is that? Well, because they'll make sure you get your money and they're good at the law and stuff like that. Do you ever wonder why? I mean, don't you ever wonder why? Hey, let me give a testimony. Since I and I and the fellow disciples and the Chavarim have gone through like the Torah readings and feedings more diligently, not like some of the Israelite camps that might go to a certain section and go reason on a certain section, but actually going through like the daily Psalms, like going through the order of the daily Psalms, we become more familiar with all the Psalms. By studying the Psalms, we see how, you know, the spirit and the theme links with other areas of Scripture. We see also how David, how great King David was a man after Jehovah's own heart. It's that study that shows, right, and helps us to see what is approved and how we can know the truth, right, and even the truth for I and I self. Anyway, just to sum up on that, as we seek to coordinate a time for that interview and reasoning with our sister, Sister Melisech, you know, on saving Rastafari music, right, ethnic Rastafari music, and even saving, you know, saving black music. Both of them go together. When we say black, we're speaking in the terms and the context of we, the Beta Israel over here in the West, in the Americas, in the Caribbean, and those of us over here who have a common denominator of this 400-plus year experience, right, which we cite and the evidence points to being the consequences of the disobedience or the curse, right? So in order to reverse the curse, we have to grow in grace and the knowledge.
I'm going to testify.
Save I-9 music. Oh. Say Black Israel music. Say Beta Israel music. Say Rastafari music. Oh. here, let's testify. But under Selassie Balmar, there's an interview, right? We have this clip as reggae music is king's music and religious. Now, you know how they say religions have protection nowadays, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I guess it's all the Gentiles, but it's not for Israel. It's not for Jah people. Here they say
reggae music. Reggae music is the king's music. And can be religious. Reggae music is the king's music. Reggae music is the king's music. Reggae music is the king's music. And can be religious. Can be religious.
Esa religión en la música. Think the reggae music is a religious music?
Reggae music is reggae music. Reggae music is the king's music.
Sí, es la reina de las músicas.
And can be religious.
El rey, bueno, la reina en este caso.
Can be religious.
Que puede ser religiosa.
¿Eh?
Que es religiosa, por supuesto.
¿Eh?
And what's your pope?
What?
Your pope.
Pope?
P-O-P-E.
I mean, what about the Pope?
Yeah.
I don't know about the Pope, no word Rasta.
And your own Pope? No quiero hablar del Papa.
No, Rastafari es el líder.
Rastafari es el líder, por supuesto. Yeah.
Creo que en las últimas elecciones en su país, Bob Marley sufrió un atentado. ¿Nos puede contar qué le pasó?
Yes. So right there. Yeah, right there. Interview, I know it was Portuguese. It sounded like Spanish, Portuguese. Some interviews there. But Burhan Selassie, a.k.a. Bob Marley, you know, he was asked about the music. Is it religious music? And he said, yes, it's the king's music. It can be a religious music. And then the interviewer had asked him, what about who is your pope? Your pope. And Bob was like, yeah, I guess he didn't really clearly hear or understand what he was saying. He said, your poop, your pope. Oh, your pope is a, no, we're not dealing with the pope. You know, we're not dealing with the pope. You know, and he said, well, your leader. He said, well, you know, Haile Selassie is I leader right there. Just for ones and hearing that audio, the main part is like the first part of that particular audio right there. Yes, I, just a little share on the ear.
I'm going to testify.
The evening psalm for the third day, that's called Tuesday, right? The Shalishi, Yom HaShalishi. Here is Psalm 82, which also speaks to us specifically in the overall, right? Specifically, when it says, I've said ye are gods, it's speaking to the B'nai Yisrael directly and exclusively. To whom more is given, more is required. Therefore, when we didn't live up to the more that was required to us, my job being just, you know, brought upon us the word that he had warned us about, the captivities, you know, and the consequences of disobedience. And these are what we're dealing with. We have to acknowledge that even in the land that we have been scattered in, if we would confess, we got to confess. Some don't want to confess. You know, they make a partial confession. No, let's make a full confession. Here, rise up the chant.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor le'asavor, 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 le'asavor.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim Yishkot, Elohim, 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 Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. for thou shalt inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all
I'm going to testify. And here on Testify Tuesday. Yeah, Rastafari here, we call it the third day. You know, we started out calling like Rastafari like Mondays and Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. Now we have to like continue to grow. Actually, this is the third day of the Shavua right here, the T to T, the Testify. Yes, I. So here, a little more on this particular point concerning the music. Different ones and ones have been speaking about the music and, you know, like how come, you know, like many times like artists and singers and, you know, music gets misappropriated by others and the peoples and the black peoples who are the creators and whom the music was inspired for and of are like the last, you know, why the first shall be last. Well, that right there is prophecy. But Dame Dash said something here that we still have up on the board. I think we had more of it on the board, but over time we took it down. But this audio clip is still there. This Dame Dash clip we titled on the white Jewish black rap industry and Lior Cohen. So the interesting with Dame Dash, he goes through this, he says, Dame Dash says, I have no problem with Jay, you know, going with the Jews on this and that and talking about this and that. But what about how come we're, for us as black people? And see, the missing part of this equation is identity. You see, some of these N-words, you know, fellow N-words, but we're not that level anymore. We've grown and grown past that. But they haven't either grown past that or refused to accept it. Or maybe they are too kind of like in the world in the sense where, you know, they don't know how to juggle it. But here Dame Dash is speaking on the white Jewish and the black rap industry. Some interesting observations. But what clarifies is what we and many others of the Hebrews and Israelites are seeking to do is to study and to grow, and also the applied science, the applied knowledge of the scripture, right, to our, you know, situation. You know, first of all, to our hearts and minds, and as then Jah will, you know, and he's already doing, you can always see that things are kind of changing. This is the opportunity that we have at this present time. Right, we need to recognize opportunity and to prepare. But Dame Dash, come through and share with us here on the T to T Testify Tuesdays your observations on the white, what's called the white Jewish. The question is, okay, now after you get past all that white Jewish stuff and black rap industry, what about we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, and the black rap industry? Isn't there a common denominator right there?
Here. He will ruin you for the money. And when you with him, you look like a slave, because that's how he looks at you.
Okay. My beef was with Lior, because I think he's a fake CEO, and I think he's fronting on my culture, but he can't front on anybody else. And I'm calling him out publicly, and I want him to stop trying to rape my culture, go make some money with some other people. They have people that their job is to create beef so that they can monetize it, pause, but they don't let their culture feel it. But they make money from it, and they can't make any money or get any respect in their culture. That's why they're in our culture. It is what it is. It's the perfect example of what they always do to us. They always try to, you know, offer some paper bag of money or whatever it is, whatever selfish agenda, which is the test, and then have us divide so they can benefit and take the fight off of them and put the focus on them. Never had a beef with Jay. Always with Lior and his whole crew. He's the one that ruined Rockefeller.
I think it's fair to continuously make money off our culture, not make money off your own culture, not use any of your money to help our culture, but use the money you make from us to help your own culture, and then not to give the respect to the people that are the DNA of.
Call Kevin Lowes.
I don't think I've ever seen a Lior Cohen interview.
Exactly. Of course you don't see the puppet master.
I don't like who he empowers and the way he empowers them. I didn't like when he hired Todd Moskowitz to run Asylum. I didn't think Todd, as a lawyer, knew anything about music. It just seemed like complete nepotism, and he was using other people's money.
He got a job because of nepotism. Ask them why they got their jobs. That's what I want to see. How did Joey get the job president of Urban, and what does that mean? I need to see credentials.
And I have to worry about being manipulated by somebody that's smiling, pretending that he's with you, but he's robbing you. Because when they rob you, they don't come as an enemy. They come as a friend. But I've been to these Jewish events, and I have nothing against Jewish, where I've seen him make Jay-Z give speeches.
And I've been like, well, I don't understand why that doesn't happen in my culture.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll tell you right now, stay clear of Leo, he will rob you. He will ruin you for the money. And when you're with him, you look like a slave, because that's how he looks at you. Trust me on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some selected highlights right there, there. Same guy. I'd like to get him up here on that. For real, for real, for real. If you can, reach out to him. Because he made some very important observations right here. Dame Dash made some very important observations. That's an old clip there. He makes a very important observation. But we got to ask, okay, what is our culture? Well, first of all, yeah, what is our culture? It's a simple question. And then what is culture? Maybe you should ask, what is culture first? What the definition of culture is. And then what is our culture? Now, we say black. When we say black, right, we have to define, give a definition, a context to black. When we say black, we're coming from our historical context here. We, the black sheep of the house of Israel here in the Americas and the Caribbean, this is where this whole identification of we as black straight on came from. This is where the whole black is beautiful came from, right? We can trace it all the way back in documentation to the Constitution. Right, the preamble of the Constitution of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. You know, we speak about we, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and the scripture, what the scripture says, are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians and the mere children of Israel, and Psalm, and what's Ethiopia, this man was born there, princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands. You know, it's just kind of like Moses, his Ethiopian wife, and then Miriam, you know, she getting some, I don't know, you know, she basically spoke the wrong thing and she got leprosy. You know, we all know that can the Ethiopian change his spot? Is something pointing to their complexion, their look, and Miriam when she spoke against that. So there's something here, but Damon Dash, that audio, that clip right there, it's interesting what he is saying. And the solution right there is our true identity, right? What is our true identity as so-called, quote, black peoples, right? And here we have to really study to show ourselves approved. If we go back in history up here in the Americas, the first time that term black, first of all, in the world, we was called Negroes and darkies and Negroid and Negroes and darkies. They might have said, oh, they dark skin, black skin, dark. I mean, they said that, but it's over here in the Americas that we first, you know, Judah. Let's point this out. There's only Judah in diaspora, right, that was able to flip the script. That's what it says, Judah first, right? Judah was able to flip the script. Yehuda yikdem first, kedem, yikdem, Ethiopia tikdem, Yehuda yikdem. So it was Judah, North American Negro, that, you know, is the head, people are going to get this twisted, but hey, this is Judah right here. Judah has to go forward. That's why if I come over here, and if they can make it anywhere, if they can make it here, then you know you can make it. This is Marcus Garvey. He had to come here for the same reason. Then he has support, then his movement, right, can really move forward, right? In the other part of the diaspora, you know, things were stacked against that, but Judah was able to push that, you know, that pro-black agenda. That was the first part of that baptism for us, Marcus Garvey, you know, and when he said black, he qualified that, you know, with Ethiopia in case you, you know, in case, well, no, believe me, but verify it. In fact, even those who don't want to believe, hey, that's on you. But here's the problem.
If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here. Brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, just a segue and we get into tonight's podcast more fully. But that's a point of order right there. So people might say, why are we studying Torah? Why are we going through these laws and so forth and so on? What's interesting is that most Yehudi, you know, most Jews, especially from previous times, you know, they've kind of gone through it so much, it's become a part of their, you could say, society and culture, right? And it kind of preps them. It gives them some kind of like immunity, not because of the color of their skin, but because of the knowledge in their heart and their mind and how they ascribe to this, how they claim this to be their own. If the lost found black and brown sheeple would do the same. This is what Yeshua said, Robain, Lionai, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our black Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. Yeah, he said that unless your righteousness, right, exceeds, like go beyond that of the scribes and Pharisees, you would never enter into the kingdom. You know what I mean? And that's what's going on. Right, we can complain, or they don't treat my culture that way, and you have to treat my culture, and you don't treat my culture. Why you do that? I have nothing against how the Jews do it, but look at us. What do we have as a foundation? One don't want to even address the real situation. But here, Sizzla, Kalanje.
Don't seduce to reduce my knowledge, because I will always break down barriers and break down bandits. Oh, Lord God Almighty, grant me our privilege. You see, I have to overcome all the wicked. Them and them fast things. I have no white God. Don't teach me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from white man oppression? I have no white God. It's just some black messiah. Oh, white God don't bless. So him not bless his. I have no white God. Don't teach me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from white man oppression? I have no white God. What is rightful of mine, so I'm not staying mute. Your system is designed to distract me from the truth, but it will come to pass. Unknown unto the youth, in the process of time, we will know the truth. So give we white God to praise his slavery. The doctrine follow on in the black community. The black messiah, you try to shield with fantasy, but we not gonna make you destroy the love with luxury. That's why you have to touch home. I have no place in Babylon. As I go, they make me victim of their righteous action. Oh God, I won't be conquered in this reason. Oh yes, I have to stand and go strong. Don't tell me off your white God. Don't teach me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from white man oppression? I am no white God. It's just a black messiah. White God don't bless you. And talk with anger, cause that no right. Oh, good all things, good and valuable must be white. So what about the black that is the most in life? You and your white supremacy, what is me and you? You change the version of the Bible. Oh, you are thick. Remember, I know the evil won't go unpunished. Bear your iniquity, you have no wisdom or wit. All evil us people start thinking of.
Yes, Sizzla Kalanji right there. And thanks to Sizzla and some other artists who have really give the fellow Rastafari ministers of the King of Kings, you know, and proclaimers, you know, certain, certain leadway. That's why a lot of his music, you know, I find that when we put that out, you know, it doesn't get all these kind of strikes and other kind of things. Except sometimes when he does in something, some other, you know, like different sound system, they might put some protections on their music. So there. So, you know, getting to understand and overstand the law and those aspects, and where we get a good groundation, you could go to law school first. But think about it. Even amongst many Yehudi or European Jews, they usually go to yeshiva first to hear about law. Right. And then when they start to study, you know, the law of nations, it gives them a key. You know, you get the key by studying HaTorah. Right. You know, yes. So here. We have a little more to share on this. I'm not too sure we're going to have time here for this, but we should, because segues with today's daily song. But here is Dr. Ephraim Yitzhak, right, where he speaks on the, well, first of all, he is I say Ethiopian Hebrew. You know, a Yehudi, you could say one of the black Jews of Ethiopia, a scholar right here. He's speaking on the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church, right, being the most Jewish or Judaic of the Christian churches from ancient times to the present time.
I would like to read a paragraph from my introduction, which says, some might ask why a Jewish person should write a book about the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. From my first year at Harvard University, when I became the first Ethiopian student of the famous Divinity School, studying comparative religions, I began to realize that the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church is the most Jewish of all Christian churches.
Yeah, a book as well, where he goes into different practices of the Orthodox Church, you know, the Ethiopian Tewahedo. Tewahedo is a real form of orthodoxy. Orthodoxy is just another way of saying Tewahedo, because people know what orthodox means, but the real orthodox of the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church. And we identify that with the sixth church in Revelation, the church of the one who have the key of great King David. Right, who openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth who no man openeth, the church of brotherly love. But here on the theme, Judaic theme, I like to share this audio. I shared it before, but it's called 15 Reasons Why. It says Jewish people, a.k.a. Jewish people are richer, right? Jewish people. Now, of course, when people hear this, the whole colorism, white racism, white supremacy is going to maybe kind of swerve them. But for I and I, we're approaching this from those areas of their practices that they reference to Torah. They reference to what we have in the scripture, right? And how we already know what Jah says in his word, that he will provoke us to jealousy with a people who are no people. Now, that's interesting. He's like, I'm bringing some other people. Even throughout the scripture, he even says that those who are least among you, right, will rise up, and the stranger even ahead of you, right? Because John, people would be just so disobedient, you know, like even for the amount of time that ones and ones have been showing and proving that we are Hebrews and Israelites, and how the scriptural word really links with us so much more than others. People still do all these kind of things to, you know, stay in Babylon. But then Babylon is their cage, for I and I, the children, come out of her, my people. So here, let's just share this right here, the 15 reasons, and have a pen and paper. Let's point this out. Have a pen and paper. We're going to share the whole clip right here, but we'll like to go through this like point by point, all right? As we listened and watched this video and then we reviewed it, we went through point by point, you know, taking some notes and also making some list of things that do refer to the scripture and seeing among the European and other Jewish people, right, they actually apply this to their liberty and how it makes all the difference. And I want to say this too, that many of our black people with the Black Wall Street and other things, although they may not have identified themselves as Jews, some did recognize the great similarity between the Hebrews and the people of the book and black people in those communities. They apply these same scriptural principles, right, not just in a religious way, like on Sundays or whenever they worship, but they apply this to their community and their economics. And this is the key. I'm talking about the Bible, scriptural economics. So right here, 15 reasons.
No, this isn't an anti-Semitic video. It's an educational one, and we hope you'll learn something by the end. Throughout history, Jewish people have been perceived as being wealthy. But where did that rhetoric stem from? We know that Jewish people, like all people, have their wealthy, middle class, and their lower income group. So Aluxers, today we're going to delve deep into this thought process. Welcome to Alux.com, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. If you're not subscribed yet, you're missing out. Number 1. Judaism and Wealth. Judaism doesn't cast poverty as a sign of righteousness, as other beliefs might. Instead, they believe each person should avoid poverty and be gainfully employed to earn their own living. This is a fundamental value that has led to a good work ethic and a personal responsibility for each person earning their own keep. Jewish people also believe in giving. They believe that 10 to 20% of wages should go toward religious and charitable causes. However, they don't believe in relying on charity to lift yourself up, and certainly not to become a burden on the community. Growing up with this kind of mindset makes for a solid foundation to see success as the only option. Number 2. European Jews couldn't own land. If you think anti-Semitism was only popularized in World War II, think again. Jewish people have had a tough history, including not being able to own land in Europe from as far back as the medieval times. But where there's a will, there's a way, so Jewish people found alternative ways to build their wealth outside of property owning, one of them being merchants and traders, industries to this day where they still have a big footprint in most countries. This created a safety net for Jewish communities, because where their services were needed, they were safe. Number 3. Religious opportunity was taken. To Christians in the Middle Ages, charging interest was a sin. This prevented them from holding any type of financial job, leaving the opportunities in that field open to the Jewish community, who did not see lending in the same way. Jewish people became prominent in money-lending businesses. The Jewish people's early success in this lucrative business was a forerunner for many of the stereotypes we hear today of Jewish people. Number 4. Opened the first banks. It was a hop and a skip from money-lending to opening the first banks in Europe for the Jewish community. They could manage transactions, transfers, and day-to-day financial services, plus continue to lend money and charge interest with their strong background in finance. This was a much-needed service on a developing continent and helped to fuel further growth. But it wasn't all rosy. This success also led to jealousy, which fueled much of the anti-Semitic sentiment throughout the ages. Number 5. The most educated religious group. In 2016, the Pew Center released a study which listed Jewish people as the most educated religious group in the world. On average, the Jewish community receives 13.4 years of schooling. When it comes to post-secondary degrees, Jewish people hold 61% of the qualifications. What's more surprising is the vast difference between first and second most educated religions. Christians rank second most educated, but compared to the average of 13.4 years of schooling among Jewish people, Christians only rack up an average of 9.3 years at school. More credentials lead to a higher starting salary, and this immediately improves the financial status of Jewish people right out of university. Number 6. They look after one another. Perhaps it comes from a long history of being marginalized, or perhaps it's just inherent nature, but Jewish people have a deep pride in sharing their wealth to benefit their community. This mutual aid mentality is a part of their ethos and ensures that each member of the community is supported to enable them to succeed. If someone opens a new business, the community will rally around them to support it. If someone else falls on hard times, the community will try to help them out. Judaic law instructs that poor people are to be respected and protected. This strong focus on uplifting the whole community has meant that even shunned Jewish communities have managed to survive the hardest times by investing in one another. The idea of wealth is not just to accumulate wealth, which is seen as vanity. Wealth is seen as a means to an end to grow a community. It is highly frowned upon to not give generously to the social and spiritual needs of the community. Number 7. Their religion teaches good business practices. The Torah and many Jewish philosophers, leaders, and writers have made it clear how Jewish businesses must operate. According to these teachings, there's absolutely no room for dishonest practices. Any deception, collusion, or price fixing against a consumer is known as ona'a, which translated means oppression. Fleecing the consumer is seen as an oppression of their freedom. Knowing that you're going into business with someone who's inspired to good ethics by a higher power makes Jewish business people a very attractive business partner to many. Number 8. Resilience and perseverance are second nature. Despite extreme challenges, Jewish people have shown resilience throughout. It's woven into their fabric and the focus remains on the spiritual and practical. With this resilience and perseverance, giving up is not an option. When things go wrong in business, which happens, there's no self-pity, but an attitude of, shit happens, let's figure out how to fix it. As author of The Money Code, Become a Millionaire with the Ancient Jewish Code, H.W. Charles wrote, "The Jews are known for their perseverance, and this is what helps them achieve their goals. Perseverance means continuous persistence in a course of action, a purpose, in spite of difficulties, obstacles, or discouragement." Number 9. Good financial education taught over generations. Jay-Z got a lot of pushback for his comments on Jewish people in his track, The Story of O.J. The controversial line was, "You want to know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? This is how they did it." It was seen by many experts as reinforcing the stereotype that Jewish people have some kind of global control of property and banks. However, Jay-Z defenders saw it as a shout-out to Jewish success and a hint to the black community to follow similar business ventures and invest in each other. The kind of generational knowledge and market confidence in the areas of finance and property that the Jewish community has is enviable, no matter who you support. Number 10. Parents teach their children the value of money. In many households, speaking openly about finance is taboo. Parents try to protect their children by not sharing if they're having financial troubles, or if they're wealthy, displaying that it's okay to splurge. By using 5 jars, many Jewish parents teach their children how to be money-wise. Each jar is labeled tithe, giving and offering, saving, investing, and spending. Children are given 10 shekels, and the child puts 1 in the tithe jar, 1 in the giving and offering, 1 in the savings, 2 in investing, and 5 in spending. The giving jar is opened up on Sundays. The tithe, which means 10th in Hebrew, is opened at the end of the month. The savings is opened on special occasions, and investing is only opened when full. Parents don't intervene, and the child is responsible for the money. But the children learn from their mistakes and take ownership of their decisions. Number 11. Wealth is managed effectively. Sages of the Talmud, the lives, sayings, and stories of 400 rabbinic masters, a book written by Mordecai Javotitz, is a great read. You can also hear it on Audible, and it shares many words of wisdom, including how to manage money with spiritual motivation. The book also touches on finances and diversification. What diversification means is that capital is allocated in a way that doesn't expose too much to one particular risk or asset, but rather spreads it out to reduce the risk. To sum it up in its most basic form, don't put all of your eggs in one basket. Number 12. Networking is important. Hey Luxers, we all know how networking opens doors and business opportunities, and only by actively engaging with others can we grow our business and wealth. People do business with those they know, trust, and who are genuine. With Jewish communal life, there is ample opportunity to network. The Sabbath, synagogue, and Jewish celebrations help to build long-lasting relationships, both business and personal. Number 13. Look at the past to plan the future. Hey Luxers, we've all heard the saying, history repeating itself. The Jewish community are aware that any circumstances arising now are not new. By looking at similar situations that have happened in the past, it's easier to make better business and financial decisions for the future. Patterns repeat themselves. Wealth is gained by learning those patterns or trends, understanding market cycles, and gaining a foothold on worldwide currency. Kelso Kukierkorn, author of The Secrets of Jewish Wealth Revealed, beautifully writes, "Until now, your money has told you what to do and how much to work. Now you're going to turn that around. You'll learn how to tell your money what to do and how much to work for you." Number 14. Advice from one of the richest. Mark Zuckerberg was raised in a Reform Jewish household. He had a Star Wars-themed bar mitzvah. He was just 19 when he started Facebook in 2004. Zuckerberg says he's become more religious since becoming a father and often dispenses great advice for up-and-coming business leaders. He says, "Some people dream of success while others wake up and work hard for it." To help you along your financial journey, we highly recommend you watch our video, 10 Life Hacks That Actually Work, where we explain an interesting concept called Parkinson's Law. Check it out. Number 15. The Simple Truth. Hey Luxers, it is true there are a lot of Jewish people that are rich, but it's also true there are a lot that are poor. The same goes for every other person, Jewish or not. The Torah does teach beautiful principles for success in life, which we can all learn from. Self-learning, education, and a hunger to learn will set you on the right path to becoming financially secure. Rebetzin Dana Weinberg, Orthodox Jewish Rebetzin and founder and dean of Ayot College of Jewish Studies for Women in Jerusalem, shares advice we can all take in. There are no problems, only opportunities for growth. Well, Aluxers, what lessons can you take away from today's video? Share your thoughts with us in the comments below. And for sticking with us until the end, here's your bonus. There is a long history of why Jewish people and money have been portrayed the way they have been. Some believe there are secret Jewish societies running the world behind the scenes, controlling all the money. And Aluxers, it's up to us to stop fueling these stereotypes. We need to speak openly about our differences, privileges, and historical legacy. We need to educate ourselves and acknowledge the journey that Jewish people have undertaken. Until next time, Aluxers, remember to click subscribe for more thought-provoking videos every day, and hit us with a thumbs up if you enjoyed this one.
Yes, 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 yes. Now, there's many things in it that, of course, we don't agree with, but Paul, Rabbi Shaul, as Paul says in the Brit Chadasha, we be Jews, we be Yehudi by nature. You know, we, the black Jews, the line of the tribe of Judah, we be Jews by nature, not sinners of the Gentiles. So we can discern between, you know, what is European Jewish kind of like. You know, they are seeking to do for themselves and their self-proclaimed identity. The point is, we're principles from the Torah, like even that part about not to oppress, right? And some translators say not to defraud. It really is speaking about business practices. There's a lot that's packed in there. I was just looking through one of my note books because I went through this video like a couple of times, actually once just watching it, the next time like taking notes and stop, pause, rewinding it, just to take good notes so that we can discuss, you know, some of what has been presented right there. But anyway, the video, as we already pointed to, why Jewish people are richer, like even the Mark Zuckerberg, you know, like we don't get caught up with that, but it's the principles that I'll point it to, right? It's the principles over personality. Check, check. So here, Ras Shiloh, we'll return to that in some economics podcast, like Torah-based economics, money business, money-based economics, Torah-based. No, money and the Torah, because it's important for us to touch on that. Even Robeinu, I and I, Rabbi, and I, Black Lord and Savior, Shu HaMashiach, in the Brit Chadasha, if you'll notice, uses a lot of parables, allegories, examples that actually concern money. Some even say that he speaks about money more than about anything else, right? But then he says this, that if you're not faithful in the least, and the least in that way of saying of Rabboni, I and I, Rabbi Yeshua HaMashiach, is talking about money, right? Who will give you, you know, the greatest? He's speaking about money being the least. And you know, his money is a test, right? And then Torah, our direction, instruction is our wisdom. So just pointing I and I to that as we take a Selah moment with this.
judges. Behold, I come to teach all teachers.
Teach them.
Mangling all of their false leaders. Liberating all Africans. That's right, the holy, only mission. Liberating all Africans. That is right.
Tune that brings out for I and I, many of I and I, the essence of the Tuesday evening psalm, and that is Psalm 82, right there, where it speaks about our city are gods, and the gods are judges. So the context also of poor, even that was briefly brought out in the audio there, why Jewish people are richer, so forth and so on, because a lot of things that we might hear there, but we need to take point by point and break it down. I'm actually still looking through one of my little fat books, little notebooks here for when I was listening to that, and I spent some time on that video and the audio and the points raised there to share and reason more on it right here, because as we was going through the Torah, and even right here in this Torah reading and the previous Torah reading, we touched on much of that, where it speaks about business, right? Even the whole eye for eye, tooth for tooth. A lot of people look at it like in the Gentile way, where they're looking at literally as an eye for an eye. But what it's speaking about is like reciprocity in business, right? And in a sense, you can call it from another spiritual discipline, karma. But here for this Torah reading and feeding, I'd like to touch on the third and perhaps the fourth aliyah here at the third day, reading and reasoning on the Aliyah. Aliyah is like what is offered up, the words of our mouth, meditation of our heart, the portion of the Torah reading and feeding for the seven, for the Shavuah. So here.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong of Christos, of Christ, of HaMoshiach. So here we come to the Shalishi, the third Aliyah, for this Shabbat Emor, the third Hebrew Anafara offering up. Here the sacrifices must be physically, psychically perfect. type of the moral perfections of Christos, of Christ, of HaMoshiach, the Messiah. Refer to the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 14. So here for the Shalishi Aliyah, the third Aliyah for this Shabbat Emor, Why Daberi Yahuwah, Illa Moshe Leimor, 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 Leimor. Here picking up with the third book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 22, verse 17. And the Yahweh, he who be, we be, spake to Moshe, Leimor, saying, Speak to Aharon, to Aaron, and to his sons, Banayu, and to all the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, Israel, and say to them, Whatsoever he be of the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, or of the strangers in Yisrael, that will offer his oblation for all his vows and for all his free will offerings, which they will offer to the Yahweh for a burnt offering, ye shall offer at your own will a male without blemish of the bees, of the oxen, cows, of the sheep, or of the goats. But whatsoever hath a blemish, that shall ye y'all not offer, for it shall not be acceptable for you. And whosoever offereth a sacrifice of shalamim, dechinet mesuait, peace offerings to Egaziah, the Herr, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed Ab, Father, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yahweh, to accomplish his vow, or a free will offering in bees or sheep, it shall be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no blemish therein. Blind or broken or maimed or having a wen or scurvy or scabbed, ye, y'all, shall not offer these to Egaziah, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father, Yahuwah, Jehovah, nor make an offering by fire of them upon the Mizbeach, the altar, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Either a bullock or a lamb that hath anything superfluous, extra, or lacking in his parts, that mayest thou offer for a free will offering. But for a vow, it shall not be accepted. Ye all shall not offer to Yahuwah Jehovah that which is bruised or crushed or broken or cut. Neither shall ye all make any offering thereof in your land. Neither from a stranger's hand shall ye all offer the bread of your Elohim, true good, true God, of any of these, because their corruption is in them, and blemishes be in them. They shall not be accepted for you. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, When a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under the dam, under the mother. And from the eighth day and thenceforth, it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire, fire to Jehovah. And whether it be cow or ewe, ye all shall not kill it and her young both in one day. And when ye all offer a sacrifice of todah, miskana, thanksgiving, to Egaziah, the sustainer, Yahuwah, Jehovah, offer it at your own will. On the same day it shall be eaten up. Ye all shall leave none of it until the morrow. Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who he be, Jehovah. Therefore shall ye all keep my commandments and do them. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah. Neither shall ye all profane my holy name, my set-apart name, the Hashem, but I will be hallowed. I will be set apart among the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael. Yisrael Joch. Ani Yahuwah. I be Jehovah. He who be, who he be, which or who hallow. Who hallow you. Ani Yahuwah. Mi Akadishikem. That brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, to be your Elohim. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah. And here we come to the Rabbi, Aliyah, the fourth Aliyah, the Rabbi Aliyah, the Hebrew Anaphora, offering up here at chapter 23 of the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Leviticus. And here we have the feast of Jehovah, Yahuwah, the Sabbath and the feast here at chapter 23 of Leviticus for the Rabbi, the fourth Aliyah. Vaydaberi Yahuwah illa Moshe leimor. And the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be his name, spake to Moshe, Moses, Leimor, saying, speak to the B'nai Yisrael, speak to the children, the sons of Yisrael, and say to them concerning the feast, concerning the Mo'edei Yahweh, concerning the feast of Jehovah, the feast of the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, which ye, y'all, shall proclaim to be holy convocations, Ayla, Ayavocations, Mikrae Kodesh, Ayla set apart, outcalled assemblies, even, these are my feast. Eileheim Mo'edai. These are my Mo'edai, my appointed times, my appointed seasons, my appointments. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation and Ayla, Ayvocation, Mikra Kodesh. Ye y'all shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, in all your dwellings. The feast, the Mo'edei Yahweh, the feast, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, the feast of Jehovah, first. The Passover, Pesach, Fasika, Christos, Christ, our Redeemer, HaMoshiach, the Messiah, our Redeemer. Reference 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Here at verse 4, these are Eile Mo'edei Yahweh Mikrae Kodesh. These are the feast of Yahweh, even holy convocations, Eile Ivocation, called out, set apart, called out assemblies, which ye, y'all, shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month, first moon at even, evening, is the Yahweh's, Yahweh, over. The feast of Jehovah, the Mo'edei Yahweh. Second item, unleavened bread. Second item here, unleavened bread, memorial feast. Refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Galatians chapter 5, verses 7 to verse 9. Here at verse 6, Leviticus 23 and 6. And the 15th day of the same moon, the same month, is the feast of unleavened bread to La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. 7 days ye y'all must eat unleavened bread. In the first day ye y'all shall have an holy convocation, a Mikra Kodesh, a set apart, called out assembly. Ye y'all shall do no servile work therein, but ye y'all shall offer an offering offer an offering made by fire to Jehovah. Ishe la Yahuwah, the Ishe la Yahuwah, an offering made by fire to Jehovah 7 days. In the seventh day is a holy convocation, Mikra Kodesh, a set apart called out assembly. Ye all shall do no servile work therein. And here the day Yahweh, the feast of Yahweh, he who be who he be, the feast of Jehovah, third item, first fruits, Bukurim, Christos, Moshiach, risen, refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23. And Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, speak to the B'nai Israel and say to them, when ye all be come into the land which I give to you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye all shall bring a sheaf, an omer of the first fruits, the Bikurim of your harvest, to HaKohanim, to the priest. And he shall wave the Omer, the sheaf, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, to be accepted for you on the morrow after HaShabbat, after the Sabbath. HaKohen, the priest, shall wave it. And ye all shall offer that day, when ye wave the Omer, the sheaf, and he lamb without blemish of the first year, for a burnt offering, an Olah, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And the meal offering thereof shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire to Jehovah, Ishela Yahuwah, for a sweet savor, and the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of an hin. And ye all shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that ye all have brought an offering to your Elohim, true God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. The feast of Jehovah, Mo'edai Yahweh, fourth, the wave loaves. The church called out assembly, the Kahal, at Pentecost, Shavuot, 50 days after the resurrection of Christos, the resurrection of HaMoshiach. Refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16 and 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12, verse 13, and verse 20. Here, Leviticus chapter 23 at verse 15. And ye all shall count to you from the morrow after HaShabbat, the Sabbath, from the day that ye all brought the sheaf, the Omer, of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete, even to the morrow after the seventh Sabbath, the seventh Shabbat, shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new minka, meal offering, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Ye all shall bring out of your habitations too wave loaves of 2/10 deals. They shall be a fine flour. They shall be baking with leaven. They are the first fruits to La Yahuwah, first fruits to Jehovah. And ye, y'all, shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock, and 2 rams. They shall be for an olah, a burnt offering, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, with their minka, meal offering, and their nesek, drink offerings, even an offering made by fire of sweet savor, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Then ye, y'all, shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a chatat, a sin, an akri, a lack offering, and two lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of shalamim, peace offerings, yeah, dechinet ha-meswa'it. And HaKohen, the priest, shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. With the two lambs, they shall be wholly set apart, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah for HaKohen, for the priest. And ye, y'all, shall proclaim on the self-same day that it may be an holy convocation, a called out, a separated, called out assembly, 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 assembly to you. Ye all shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleanings of thy harvest. Thou shall leave them to the poor and to the stranger, Ani Yahuwah Elohekem. I be he who be who he be, your Elohim, your true good, your true, 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 true. Shem Ha'av V'Habein Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be, glory be. We're gonna ride up, right up here, for this force, for this force, for this force, 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 force.
Yes, yes, yes. So we just had the third and the fourth aliyah. There's seven aliyahs, seven up offerings, seven readings. You can say of the word, you know, the Torah reading, feeding. We call the manna, right? I and I, sabbatical manna, the angel's bread right there. And that touched on the Isla days, the holidays right there. And while that was playing, that audible right there, I was looking for my notes, went through that book. And then I recognized I had not written it in one of the composition notebooks or one of the little fat books and everything, but actually written it on the post-it notes. You know, sometimes when you have an idea or whatever, you want to write it down on something, so you just find anything to write on. So, well, there's not anything, but I found one post-it note right here, and this was on the five jars. I think the first point that was presented, but there's probably some other companion notes on these post-it notes. Got to transfer this into the composition notebooks, and I hope that the disciples are, we probably have to step up on that, because we really kind of had doubled down on that, and many of the brothers and sisters have been doing that and also testifying to good results, you know, keeping a journal, like a sabbatical journal, like a studies journal, discipleship journal, sometimes using the composition notebooks. We call the Debtar, Ethiopically, where we also get the Debtara, one of the very highly educated clergymen, but unordained, you know, the Debtara. So the Debtara is a notebook. So I got transferred into the notebook, but this here is on the five jars and the 10 shekels, because in watching it, I think then, initially, I found that to be very interesting on the tithes, the tithes be like in one jar. Right, and this is something about at the end of the moon, the end of the month, the giving an offering jar once on the first day. You notice that? The giving an offering jar on the Sunday. Now, overstanding that principle, people say, well, that's the Jews, that's the way of Jews. But then when you really overstand and study that principle and go to the Brit Hadasha, which is called the New Testament, this is also one of the reasons for the first day. We didn't call it Sunday. Only the Gentiles, other nations, the Romans, Latins, and others call it Sunday. We called it the first day, right? So they're giving an offering on the first day. Remember when Rabbi Saul, a.k.a. the apostle to the Gentiles, Apostle Paul, you know, when he talks about the gatherings on the first day, so forth and so on, and ones came together on the first day, there's important scriptural and Torah reasons for those gatherings on the first day that is called by others Sunday. But here in one of the jars, the five jars, 10 shekels, five jars. First jar for tithe, second for giving and offering, third for saving, fifth for investing, fourth for investing, and fifth for spending. Once again, the five jars, this is what a child is given to teach them responsibility and accountability. I'm going to do a vlog saying that our people didn't just come from the plantation to the crack pipe. You know, that's what I was going to put in the title. I still use that there. Why I say that is because some of the latter-day generation of our people today, the youngins, you know, I guess with all that's in social media, is things like, well, we just came off the plantation yesterday. Well, yeah, it was yesterday, but it wasn't yesterday. You know, it was like last week, so to speak. You know, but here, the responsibility, just in the five jars example, found to be very interesting and very telling. Five jars, 10 shekels, one jar, you put one shekel, right? And it's like utilized, like it's like the end of the month. Then on the second jar for giving and offerings, one shekel, Sunday or the first day. Then we have for savings, one shekel. This is often open on like special occasions and special times, special occasion for spending. In the fourth jar for investing, now notice there's two shekels, right? Two shekels and open when full. Okay, this is like open when full. The investing jar is not used, but it's only open when full. That's interesting. Because in order to invest, you got to have something there. Sometimes we invest, we don't have much, and we go into other things, and then our whole economy is thrown off, goes sideways. And the fifth jar, right, is for spending. Right, you know, and five shekels there. Then on the back of this little post-it note from that audio about 15 or 12 or so reasons why Jews, you know, are richer here, it says, parents don't intervene. Child responsible for money. Learn from mistakes. Take ownership of decisions. Now, these same values here is not just exclusive among the European Jews. In fact, these are the values that those who created the Black Wall Street, our black people coming up in even out of the enslavement, the overt enslavement, the plantation, these are values. I recall many of the values growing up here, and these sort of values. In other words, parents not always intervening in everything. You know, you give them the allowance, their money, you know, and how they want to spend it or use it is up to them. And if they spend too much money or have money and whatever like that, some parents, good parents, will allow the child to learn from that. So when they get older, they're not these whiny. You know what I mean? Not these men from Venus. They're not acting like men from Venus, you know? So parents don't intervene, right? The child is responsible for the money. Like, and so giving children that responsibility, not just giving them money and when they bright up and light up with money, oh, look, they have become as one of us. No, but now as they become as one of us, give them responsibility. Learn from mistakes. I think that was very, very important, learning from mistakes. Right. And then the fourth one here, taking ownership, right? Taking ownership of decisions. Now, these are values that basically we can find in the Torah and in the scripts and in many different peoples, but especially those who are, as should we say, Torah observant, right? Torah observant. So here, brothers and sisters, we got like 20 minutes. We're probably going to ride up from this here and get into Psalm 108, probably segue to the Royal Amharic, you know, since we don't have that available. It's like we've gone over it before, but we don't have any audible. So that means if one's want to chop some parts that they find to be useful for brothers and sisters, they might find that Psalm 108 in the Royal Amharic will be lacking. So that would not be the case. We hope to ride up right here. But from the Torah reading for day three, this day right here, the third and the fourth, and day four to come forward. Day four is concerning the Isla days, the holidays, and here, Damian Marley with his tune.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars fingers off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock off. And the biggest mark 11 day a wop. The little island full of bass, when I pay the stop. And world war kick off, and more life a loss. We make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast. Welcome to the party, a can jackass. Holiday, a break from separation.
traffic. When I find bullets, the bus and still can't find no food to eat. Baby mother, they are yard and water, so they wash it. Show them rise up the machine, them and them put them on repeat. Those without will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man, a conquering lion, when I come here, so they get defeat. Give them a break. And a day. A break from separation. You find a way to cope when your belly full of hope on the brink of your salvation. Holiday from police intimidation. Love them not the main job. We save them from the danger. The world needs renovation. I tell you, I know and I believe it. One day we'll surely make it. Have faith, I and I, redeemers have come. I tell you, I know and I believe it, yeah. One day we'll surely make it. Have faith, I and I, redeemers have come. Holiday, a break from separation.
Isla Day. Yes, yes, yes. I just was informed that one of I and I brothers when we saw the reggae music was saying, I think in some parts of Trinidad, on Trinidad they regard reggae music as like the devil's music or Satan's music. Yeah. It's interesting. In mind of a verse that we read in the scripture, can't recall the translation of it right now in the KJV, but when I find out, I'll share it to you. It's like it says something like the evil, like the to the evil, the righteous are wicked. You know, that's interesting. Like, to the evil doers, the righteous are wicked, right? But the whole point about Satan is interesting because Satan is also an operative word that means opposition. So, yes, the righteous are in opposition to the wicked. And therefore, those who are in wickedness will see the righteous as being wicked. Just to look at that, you know, look at it in a sense of what we are about and should be about is the righteous. Right, is hurtful and harmful, right, to the wicked, to the evildoers, you know. So it's a matter of knowing your standing, you know, and standing your ground, you know, 10 toes down. Yes, I, Rastafari. So right here, let's touch on this, today's daily psalm right here, according to the royal order, Psalm 100.
Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 108.
Mizmor kuf het shir mizmor le David.
O God, my heart is fixed.
Nachon libi Elohim.
I will sing and give praise, even with my glory.
Ashir ava azamera afkevodi.
Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand, and answer me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, who hast cast us off, and wilt not thou, O God, go forth with our hosts? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our 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 tread down our
tread down our tread down our tread down our tread down our tread down our tread down our tread down our tread down our tread down our tread down our tread down our tread down our tread down our tread down our tread down our tread down our tread down our Farein, Wahu, and who, he, the Hebrew, Wahu, Yabus, tried down, Farein. Now, here's interesting, in the Hebrew, it's the 14th verse, in KJV, it's the 13th verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Chet, the Kof and He, Hebraically, is Alpha, and the Hebraic Alpha numerics is 108, Psalm CVIII. So here we also have the Hayel. You know, we have Hayel. Just to zoom in on that as well, we have Hayel. And today's psalm is also a repeat. If you know the psalms or familiar with the psalms, no doubt you'll recognize that some of the later verses is a repeat of another psalm. So here, let's just go over the overview and seek to ride up with the Royal Amharic right here. But first, the overview. So what we have here is thanksgiving and prayer. Thanksgiving and prayer. Let me just do this right here, brothers and sisters. It's behind the scenes, just queuing up for the Royal Amharic. But first, we're going to go through a Peshat. As we wanted to say earlier concerning His Majesty and the preface to Mekdem, he speaks about after it was translated from the Ge'ez, the Ethiopic, and the manuscripts of the Israelites of Ethiopia and the Tewahedo Church, that then there was a revision, right, that was thought, in other words, go now consult or look at the Hebrew, the Masoretic, and when His Majesty mentions the Masoretic Hebrew in the Amharic, he regards it as the Meseretawi, which is like the foundational or groundational. The foundational Meseret is the foundation, like we have the Yesod, the Sod, and the Masada, right? Masad. People say, oh, Masad is interesting. What does Masad mean? It's the foundation, right? The groundation. We'll get into that. You know, why they chose that, you know, to really understand, you know, why they chose that, you know, because interesting, because many, you say European Jews or others, they are very much into, many of them, right? Not all, but many of them are into certain aspects of Black culture, right? So it would behoove us, you know, to really check out certain things. Okay, here we go. In fact, this is so mystical. I think the last psalm that we looked at on this particular, this app that has His Majesty's text, has the authorized Amharic text. There are some Bibles, Amharic Bibles, that don't have the orthodox text, the true text. It has like it's basically translated from Western Gentile Bibles into Amharic. But His Majesty's Bible from the Ethiopic, from the Ethiopic manuscripts, and also, you know, weighed with the and consulted with the Hebrew of the Old and the Koine Copto, the Koine Greek of the New. But here I open this software up, and I have Mezmor Tzilsa, Psalm 60. So look at the Royal Order schedule. For the last time, we had Psalm 60 according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here in this psalm, it says here in parentheses has a link. It says 108, 6 to 13. So that means that in Psalm 60 is where those verses, verse 6, I think these verses here, that thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand and answer me, where it says that Elohim has spoken his holiness, that I would exalt, that I would divide Shechem and meet out and measure out the valley of Sukkot. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is the fence of my Roshi, of my Rase, my head. Yehuda is my scepter. In the Ethiopic, it says that Judah is my my king. But in some translations, it says Judah is my lawgiver. All right, so, you know, comparing and contrasting right there. Moab is my washpot. up on or over up on upon Edom, do I cast my shoe? Over Philistia, do I cry aloud? Now, this is reading to the Hebrew here. So we have these verses repeated right here, here, here. And let's get into this overview right here. Just want to bring up Psalm 108 so we can segue, hopefully before the third Iowa begins. And it will be beginning in about 8 minutes for those listening in the Blog Talk live streaming, about another 8 or so minutes before it goes out. One can either call in 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761, or hopefully check out the Rastafari Israelites YouTube channel right there, Rastafari Israelites, the YouTube channel, where we hope that the full of this stream, you know, goes through. But if anything, one would hopefully be able to check out the MP3. But here, an overview for today's daily psalm, a basic overview to get a context, as in our study, to show ourselves approved and see what's right and accurate. Today's psalm is thanksgiving and prayer. It's a thanksgiving and prayer. From the Amharic perspective, yet what would I say na beherawi felot? Yet what? Tuat in the Ethiopic is the dawning. Yet tuat, the dawning, the duat, tuat. Wadase is a praise. Wadase and beherawi, national felot, a national prayer. And here it has in the brackets Mizmor, Psalm 57, verses 7 to 11, and Psalm 60, verses 5 to 12. Right, so in other words, Psalm 108, it has reference or it has verses that are found in Psalm 57, 7 to 11, and verses from Psalm 60, right, verses 5 to 12 right here, here, here. So it's a thanksgiving and prayer. That's interesting because I'm looking at two different points of reference. One is the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebraic or Judaic Psalter. And the next is from the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of His Imperial Majesty from the Israelites of Ethiopia and the True Church and the Professing Church, the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church. So here we have two extracts from earlier psalms, from earlier chants, earlier eises, praises, are the constituents of this psalm, of today's psalm, Psalm 108. Now here it says verses 2 to 6, right now, when I'm reading from the Hebrew, the numbering is a little different, just by one number over, because the superscription, a psalm of David, Yadawit, Meskana Mizmor, from the Amharic or the Hebrew, Shir Mizmor LeDawit, that's counted as a verse. That's a verse in itself. So verses 2 to 6, Hebraically, which would be like verses 1 to 5 in the KJV, it corresponds with LVII with Psalm 57, right, in the Hebrew, verses 8 to 12 in King James Version, verses 7 to 11, and verses 7 to 14, right, 7 to 14, right, in today's Psalm, verses 6 to 13, if you're looking at, you're probably looking at the KJV or version like that, with Psalm 60. With Psalm 60 in the KJV, it would be verses 5 to 13. So it says here further, it seems clear that the selection and combination were made for use in the liturgy. The liturgy, Ethiopically, we say the Kedase. Right, the Kiddush, the sanctification, the liturgy, the Seder, right, to meet a special circumstance. What it was cannot be determined from those who have researched this particular psalm, but it is generally held to have been the time of the Iowa when the newly returned exiles were being menaced. Let's highlight that. This psalm seems to be when the newly returned exiles, what exiles are we talking about? We're talking about in the time of Koresh, Cyrus, and Darius in Babylon, when the black Jews, the Yehudi, when they had returned during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, speaking about that particular time, when the newly returned exiles were being menaced. when they had repatriated and returned to the land and they were being menaced by others. Now, in the commentary, the points of variation are noted. So getting into further commentary, we can note the points of variation. And the reader and hearer, hopefully, is being referred here to the original Psalms for the exposition. So referring to the original Psalms, namely Psalm 57, verses 7 to 11, as well as Psalm 60, verses 5 to 12. And we're speaking that for those who would be referring to the King James Version. Now, the parts of today's daily psalm, right, we have verses 1 to 5, the thanksgiving for Elohim, for Xavier's mercies, for the sustained mercy, and verses 6 to 13, the prayer in danger, the prayer in danger. Now, since two psalms, right, that are the source, right, the two psalms, right, Psalm 57 and Psalm 60 are known as Davidic psalms, right? So since the two psalms, which are the source, are ascribed to David, we also have the Davidic, the Shemot, we have his name, is attached to the composition in its present form. So what happened when our people returned, right, you know, they basically were inspired by the Davidic Psalms, and the Davidic Psalms became the core of the praise and the worship, right, of the returned Judahites, the returned, we say Israelites, generally speaking, more specifically the Judahites during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, Ezra and Nehemiah. So just to point that out, just as an overview, another note we'd like to point to, in the last verse, KJV, that would be verse 13. In the Hebrew, right, in the Sefer Tehillim, that would be verse 14, where it says, through God. Okay, we got the 90-second mark right here, you know, here on the board. They let us know when we have 90 seconds before, you know, the first two Iowas are up. So just reminding ones and ones. Okay. So, yeah, so the verse here, through God, we shall do valiantly, for he it is who will tread down, our adversaries, Let me look at KJV. 60 seconds, y'all, right? So here, it's basically the same as in KJV. You know, sometimes there's a word difference, and you zoom in there and see what the Hebrew says, see what the Royal Amharic says, the Authorized, the King of Kings Bible says, and even sometimes go to the Koine Greek of the Septuagint, you know, which is an interesting point. So here with Psalm 108, we have the second psalm, right, the second psalm in the fifth book, right, in book five, which is Psalm 107 to Psalm 150. The Psalter, like Har Torah, has five volumes, and here we have book five, and we have the second psalm in book five. So here, let's write up with the Royal Amharic, go through a verse by verse. Oh, the note right here. So here the Hebrew, let's look at the Hebrew of the 13th verse in the KJV, right, which is actually verse 14 in the Hebrew, but KJV. Here it says, Belohim, Belohim na'aseh chayil. Belohim na'aseh chayil. Na'aseh chayil. Through Elohim, or in Elohim, in the powers, the true good, the true God, the singularity of the powers. Belohim na'aseh chayil. Or some might enunciate it as na'aseh. Na'aseh chayil. More properly pointed, na'aseh. Higher, not is said. We will do. Not is said, right? Higher. We will do power. We will do higher, as we say, higher. Selassie, the power of the Trinity, higher. We point that out because many of the Black Hebrews and Israelites, such as the One Westers, right? They had zeal. Oh, zeal! What a zeal, right? But they didn't really have the knowledge on that, saying, oh, Haile Selassie, Haile is not even a Hebrew word, you know. Dr. York did the same shite. I was surprised at him because he seems to have had some knowledge, you know, of some of the linguistics. Good at the linguistics, must say that right there. So here we have verse 13, Bamrinya Begziavia Chailin in Nadergalin. So we have that there, Be in Exiavir, in the sustainer, Chailin, Chail, the ne at the end is the direct object marker, like in the Hebrew, the et, In Hebrew, some we have the et, the aleph and tau, right? But here it says chaylin and not dergalin. So in, through, on, exiavir, like when we say on God, like be Elohim on Elohim, be exiavir on Elohim, chayl. Chaylin, power in Nadargalin, we will do, I and I will do power. It's basically saying, bringing out a more better translation into the English, in the sustainer, in the source, in the Xavier, we will do powerfully. We will overpower because Chayl has a sense of power, but it has a sense of overpower, right? Like a prevailing power. Even if it seems as though you've been overcome, right? You know, like if you see somebody wrestling, like two people wrestling, and one holds the next one down, right? And the tap is one, two, and they're about to tap three times, and they just summon up the power, and then they throw the other person off and pin them down and get the, you know, and get the match. That's the sense of Be'er Exiavir Chaylin in Adergalin. So here. Let's write up Royal Amharic right here. Yes, I. Besama'ab, wewalid, wamenfesa, kedus, ahadu, amlak. In name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one source. Mezmur Dawit, Psalm of David, Mezmur, chant, intonation, Isis, Mezmure. Psalm of a Ge'ez construct here in the title in the Matthew Bible. So we have Ge'ez and Amharic. It's basically Amharic, but it flavors, has a Ge'ez flavor in some key expressions like the title here, Mezmore Dawit. Mezmore Dawit, Psalm of Mezmore, Psalm of Dawit, of David. Meto, right? Meto, Slika right here. Meto, Sebat, Meto Sebat. Meto is 100. Sebat is 7. But Kintwist, in the parenthesis, it says Meto Cement, which is 100. Meto Cement, 108. So the difference in the numbering, in the old numberings, and those who study the Hebraic also know that this is true. Some of the psalms joined up, right, and became one psalm, which in the latter versions was split, and thus we get a different numbering. But here in the Royal Amharic, in the King of Kings Bible, that is noted. So today's psalm is Murad Dawit, Meto Sabat, the Kintwista, Meto Cement, Psalm 108. Ye Dawit of David, Ye Miskana of praises, Miskana, praises, Mezmur, a chant, Isis, a psalm, a chant. Ye Dawit, Ye Miskana, Mezmur. Just a little comparison here with the Hebrew, just in the superscription. In the Hebrew, we have shir, right? Shir. We have the sheen, the yod, and the resh, or the sh, the y, and the r. Shir. A shir is a song. A song. Then it says mizmur. Mizmur is a psalm. Right? So we have song and a psalm. There's a difference. The song and the mizmur is a chant, an intonation, an Isis. Lidawit. Of David, just as compare and contrast right there, Bamarinya, Ye Dawit, Ye Miskana Mezmur. So here in the Royal Amharic, it brings out the sense of David, right, a chant of thanksgiving. Isis, a chant of thanksgiving of David. Kuter An. Slicker. Before we go to the Kuter An, we touched on it already before, but again, the theme and title of the psalm, Thanksgiving and Prayer, from the Hebraic, here from the Ethiopic, Yet Tawat, would I say, Yet Tawat, of the dawning, Tawat, of the dawning, would I say, like a praise, right, of the dawning, right? Inna and Biharawi, a national, Biharawi, Selot, prayer, Biharawi, a national prayer. So like a morning, like a dawning, rather dawning, better than morning, because morning could be, what you mean by morning? You mean sad, you mean the beginning of the day. So we prefer to say the dawning, right? Thanks of praises, Isis, right, of the dawning and a national prayer. So today's psalm also has references once again to Psalm 57, verses 7 to 11, as well as Psalm 60, verses 60, Psalm 60, verses 5 to 12. Ye Dawit, Ye Miskala Mezmur, a chant, right, of praise of David, Kuter And, Kuter And, verse 1. Lebei tsenuno abetu, lebei tsenuno ekenyalo, bekevreim izamralo. KJV says, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Lebei. So here in the Hebrew, we have lebei, 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 for a point of contrast. In the Amharic, we have lebei. In the Hebrew, we have libi, 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 libe, so we have dialects here. Libe, tsinu, tsinu, here in the Royal Amharic, tsinu means fixed, but tsinu can mean firm. It's like firm, it's firmness, it's type of strength, but it's type of firmness. Like if somebody got a grip on you and you can't get from that grip, they got a firm grip. Right, but then if you have power, you might be able to overpower them and get free. But David is saying here that my heart, tsinu nawu, nawu, it is, lebe tsinu no. My heart is firm or fixed. Abetu, ab, father, betu of the house, father of the house, abetu. Lebe, my heart, tsinu no. My heart is tsinu, is firm, is fixed. Ikenyalo. Ikenyalehu, ikenyalo, ikenyalo. Kine is like a composition, like a poem. But here he is saying not just like I will sing, but I will compose. I will compose, ikenyalo, like I will compose kine, like verses, almost like odes, you know, like when they say like sonnets in a sense, like it's like short kind of rhymes in a sense. Ikenyalo, bekibreim. Kibur is glory, right? Honor and glory, as if the kibre, negest, right? The kibre negest, right? The kibre, the glory of the kings, right? So here David is saying kibre, my glory, be in on by way of kibre, on in my glory, be kibrein, and in my glory, right, or my honor, is zemralo. It's a key expression here. Izemralehu. Izemralo. Izemralo. Izemralehu. Said in a normal pace as izemralo. Izemralo, the root of it is zemre. We have this also. It's Afro-Asiatic, Afro-Shemitic. So we also have this in the Hebrew. Hebrew is also Afro-Asiatic, Afro-Shemitic. So we have the zamar. Zamar in the Hebrew corresponding to the zemre. Why we're focusing on this? Because it's at the root of mezmor in the Amharic and mizmor in the Hebrew. So here, David is saying, I will compose my composition, the kenyalo, bekabreim, and in my glory, izemralo. I will chant Isis, izemralo, to say, I will chant mezmor, I will chant. Puter hulet, verse 2. Begenahoi. Tennis, ma senkom, inem, malje, inesalo. Awake, psaltery and harp, I myself will awake early. Begena, the begena, the harp of David, of Dawid, right? That we have the begena. It's 10 strings, likno, right? 10 strings. Yes? Yeah. Just want to make sure. Just check. You know, sometimes we know, but we always like to affirm right there. Yes. I got it. It's a delay. Yes, so Begina is a 10-string, and the Masenko is like a 1-string, almost like a violin. But now when we can compare and contrast the Hebrew and see the instruments, because these are still the instruments that the Israelites of Ethiopia, right, from such a time to such a time, continue to use. So we can get an insight and a continuity. So Kuter Hulet, verse 2 again. Begina hoy, O Begina, the Begina. So he's like saying, O harp, right, the harp, the 10-string harp of Dawit. Tenes, like wake up or get up or resurrect in a sense. Tenes, like to get up, right, from the Nessa. Tenes, like to say awake. Begin ahoy, tenes. So it says awake, O Psaltery, Mesenkom. Now, Mesenko, this is one old pointing of it. Some might say, might call it Ethiopians, might call it today. It's also known as a Mesenko. So Mesenko here. And Masinko, we see both forms testified to, you know, like a dialect, you know, tomato, tomato, so to speak. But here, Masenkom and the Masenko, the one string, right, the violin like one string, iname, and I, ine. Ine is a pronoun for I. In the Hebrew, we say ani, right, and in the Ge'ez, we will say ane. And in Arabic, they say ana, just to give that little nuance there. But here we have inne, I myself, I, personal pronoun, inane. And I, inne, I, inane. And I, malje from the Malada root, which Malada is the early intercessory hours of the morning. It's like if you want to intercede or catch somebody to try to work something out, you try to get to their house like before even the dawn, right, at that early dawning time, like anywhere from maybe 3-4 o'clock, you know what I mean, to say 6 or so, you know, before the sun comes up, just to give that kind of context. So he's saying, inane, malaje, like, I will kind of like dawn, like in a sense of like rise up early, intercede, wake up early, the early hours of the morning, right? In Nesalo. So in the early hours of the morning, in Nesalo, I will rise up. So he's like saying to his Dawit is like saying to the harp, right? It's like saying to the harp, like drum and bass. It's like saying drum and bass, rise up. And I myself is going to wake up early, right? But we know that Dawit is, you know, he is the one that is waking up these instruments. It's I doing it, but it's an interesting allegoricalism. So here, verse 3, Kutera Sos, Abiyatu, Ba'azhab Mekakel, Amesegin Nahalo, Be'weganochim Mekakel, Izanur Lehalo. I will praise thee, O Lord, Abiyatu, my father's father, father of the house, among the people. I will sing praises, Isis, to thee, I, among the nations, Abiyatu. But Ahizab responds to the term in the Hebrew, the Goyim, the Hizb is people, and Ahizab, a Ge'ez construct, is to say like the other nations, the other people, among peoples, in that sense, among different kind of peoples. The Ahizab, Mekakel, amongst them. In the midst of that, Amesagin Halo, I will praise, thank and praise Isis, thank and praise the I male. Amesagin Halo, Bewegenochim, the Wegenoch, a Wegen. See, Azab is like people, and Wegen is almost like ethnicity. It's like you have a people, and then amongst that people, you have other groups, like you have the children of Israel, in that sense, right, overall, and then you like have the tribes and different people. So it's more like ethnicities to say, right? Nationalities, ethnicity. The Weganochim and among the nations or the people groups, right? The ethnicities, Mekakel amongst them, Izemir, I will chant Li for Ha, speaking to he who be who he be, Izemir Lehal. Kutel Arat, verse 4. Mehiretih besamai lai talak anatina. Ilnetihim. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth to the cloud. Mihiret, Nemharik, Mihiret, mercy, Mihireti, the I male mercy, Be Samai, in the heaven, might lie upon the heaven, best my lie. So here doesn't have semayot, semayat. In that sense, here it says heaven in a singularity sense. Best of my lie upon the heavens. Mihirati, your mercy, best of my lie upon the heavens, the place of the upper waters. Talak, talak, great, natina, for she is. Let's pause for a moment to see that when he created man in his image after likeness, male and female, he created them. So here it says, Mihirati, the eye mercy, we're speaking to he, his mercy, best samai lie upon the heavens, talak, great, important, natina, she is. So his mercy is she, just to bring that up. Eunet to him, eunet, eunet, truth, winet, winet, eunet, eunet, truth, eunet to the eye, male truth, eunet to him, and the eye, male truth, iska. Reaching through to Demenat, Demenat, Demenat is the clouds, Demenat, Deres, Deres, in that sense, reaching, Derese, Noena, and the I, truth, speaking to he, to the clouds, reaching to the clouds, it, he is. So it's interesting, the Meheret, the mercy, his mercy, he who be who he be's mercy, is brought out as she is, for she is. And his truth, eunet, eunet to him, is kademanat deres, no wina, his truth is he. Interesting. Verse 5, kuter amis, abirtu, besamayat, lai, kef kef bel, kebrehim, be medar hulu, lai, tuhun. Be thou exalted, O God, abirtu, my father, his father, O Ab of the Beit, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth. Abirtu, my father's father, O Ab of the Beit, besamayat, lai. So here we have in verse 5, we have the plural sense of the heavens from the Ethiopic, semayat, semayat. Like, for example, in the Our Father prayer, which is basically a very old Hebrew Judaic prayer, we say Abinu Sheba Shemayim, Shemayim, the heavens from Hebrew. And in the Ge'ez, we say Besamayat, right? We say Besamayat, right? The Samayat, to bring, you know, Abuna Zebe Samayat. The Ge'ez is Abuna Zebe, Abuna, our father Zebe, who is, like in the Hebrew, say Abinu, Sheba, who is in the Shemayim, Shemayim, the Hebrew, and the Samayat, the heaven. So here it says, Besamayat lai, up on the heavens. So that's a Ge'ez word put in the Royal Amharic. Besamayat lai, upon the heavens, the place of the upper heavenly waters. Kef kef bel. Kef kef, high high, bel. Bel is like to say, is like, it's a very interesting construction from the ale, ale. Bel is like to say B, right? B, kef kef, high high. So these three words bring out one sense, like be high high, be kef kef, high high, right? Upon the heavens. But somebody has to lie, kef kef, bel. Be thou exalted, abirtu, right? Upon or above the heavens. Kubrahim, kubr, kubr is glory, honor, kubri, kubri, the I male speaking to he, the I, your, right, glory, kubrahim, and your glory, bemidr, bemidr, the midr is the earth, the earthly plane, the land, bemidr, in the earth, or on the earth, hulu, on all the earth. Then the word lie, a lie, upon. So the sense is bemidr hulu lie upon all the land, upon all land, upon all land. Kibrahim bemidr hulu lie, hulu being all, upon all the land. Tihun. Now tihun is interesting. If it was yehun, it'll be pointing to the masculine and masculine aspect, but here it is tihun. This is now saying that the eye, speaking of he who be, who he be, his glory, might, according to the metaphysical metaphysics, is she, is the she side. Remember, he created man in his image after his likeness, male and female, he created them. So we get to see the divine double helix right there. Abirtu, besamayat lai kef kef bel, kibrahim bemidor hulu lai tihun, kuter sadist, verse 6. Wadajo chih, yidnu zen. Be ken yeh Adin Tanyam, that thy beloved. So when the word that, so that is saying all of this before is being called on for this reason. It's like funneling to this reason, right? Be thou exalted, I bear to above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earthly plain, that thy beloved, do this so your beloved, Wada Joche, well, here we have your beloved ones, that your beloved ones may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and answer me, and answer I. Wada Joche, it's to say like beloved ones, Wadada, Wadada ones, right? Wada Joche. Right, we have in the Hebrew, like the Yedida, instead of it being for W, the W in the Ethiopic Amharic, sometimes in the Hebrew is a Y, because these two sounds are very sometimes close. But Wadajoche is to your beloved ones, not speaking of one in singularity, but speaking of your beloved ones in plurality. Right, the Hebrew right here is Yedideka. The Hebrew is yididika, right, from the dod, dada, wadada, yadada, wadada root for love, beloved. But here it's bringing out the sense and the idea right here in verse 6, your beloved ones, your lovers, the loved ones who love he who be who you be, his beloved ones, yidnu, so that they to save zen, so that they may be dana, denna. They may be saved, they may be preserved, they may be well. What a joche, ye the new zen. Save with thy right hand, here bamrinya, bekenye, kenya, in them hark is the right hand, the keng, right? The gra is the left, the keng, right? Kenye, speaking to he, bekenye, in on by way of your right hand, adin, from the Adene, right, the Adene. And we see a link between the Aden in the Ethiopic and the true meaning of Adonai. But here it says, Bekenyeh, Aden. Aden is a command to say Aden. So to say to like, oh, John, Aden. Aden is like to say save, in that sense, save. It's a command to save, to preserve, to make dehna, to make well, to make safe. Bekenyeh, Aden. Adim Tang and Adim Tang and here, right? And Demeter, like pay attention. Ademeter, pay attention to I. So it says answer I. It's like not just hear I, but really listen. Listen to what I'm saying. Pay attention. Listen to me attentively is the real sense of answer me. Adim Tang. What I just said, you do know that. But can you? Adim Tang. Verse 7. The KJV has it says, God spoken in his holiness, I will rejoice, I will divide Shechem and meet out the valley of Sukkot. So here, Ekzia, the Her, the Sustainer, right? The good, the generous Father, Ekzia, the Her, the Sustainer. Bet Kedisinao, Tenagare. Kedisina, recall from the previous Torah reading and feeding the 30th, we had Kedoshim, right? And then we say, well, what is the Hebrew word for holiness, for set apartness? In the Hebrew is Kedusha. In Vemharic, it is Kedisina from the Kadash root. So here it says, the Ziyavi, the Sustainer, the Kedisinao, in his Kedisina, the Kedisinao, in his set apartness, in his holiness, Tenagare, has spoken, right, has spoken. Des, Yilenyal, Des, happy, Yilenyal, says to me, literally, happy says to me. But bringing it out, I will be happy, right? I will rejoice. I will be happy. I will be des, happy. Des, yelenya. I will be happy. I will rejoice. Sekem, Shechem. The Hebrew we say Shechem, or Shechem, right? Here we have Sekem, Sekem, Sekem Menim, and Shechem, Shechem. Shechem, which can mean in the Hebrew a burden, right? Also in the Amharic, we have the same kind of root sense as we get into the G'ez, but also can mean shoulder. Right, but Hebraically from the sense of the burden, but also the shoulder. Right, Sekem Menim and Shechem Ekafalalo, Ekafalalo. You know, the Book of Jubilees, which speaks about different dispensations, is called Kufale. Ekafalalo is to say, like, to kind of portion out. Right, almost like I will portion out. Right, I will divide in that sense. Ekafalalo. Right. Yeah, Sukkotinim, Sukkot, Sukkot, what we have in the seventh month, seventh moon, the seventh of the appointments and the feast, is known as Sukkot, which is called tabernacles, booths. We bring out the more proper Hebraic sense of it, right? Very Afro-Asiatic sense of huts. Sukkot is actually huts, right? So when we look at historical Ethiopia and see those thatched huts and everything, those are the highland of the Israelite of Ethiopia and Tewahedo tribe tradition, the Israelite tradition, we get a word picture right there. Yes, Sukkotinim, and of Sukkot, Sheleko. Sheleko is valley, right? The veil of valley, the valley of Sukkot is Sephralo. I will meet out. The meeting out is like measuring out, almost like repatriation, like land granting in that sense. Repatriation, measuring out land. You know, that's the sense of it. Puter Cement, verse 8. Gelaad, Yeneno. Nasim, Yeneno. Ephraim, Yarase Metegiano. Yehuda, Nuguseno. Gilead is mine. Manasseh mine. Ephraim also, the strength of mine head. Judah, my lawgiver. Hear, hear, hear. From the HSV, Haile Selassie version, King of Kings Bible. Gilead, 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 Gilead. It's interesting because there's a hard and a soft sounds, and even in transliteration, the names in the Royal Amharic, you know, give us an insight into the proper pointing. In the Hebrew, we have a similar pointing of the name. And it's interesting when we study the linguistics of it all, because in the Hebrew, right, in the Hebrew we say Gilead, Ad. It's a hard sound, and we find this also here in the Amharic. Gilead, 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 Yene, Yene, Ine. Remember Ine? Ine is a pronoun for Ani, 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 Ani. In the Hebrew means I, and Ine in the Amharic is the pronoun I. Yeh in Amharic is like a preposition that means like of. So Yeh Ine, of me, to say my. Yeh Ine, no, Yeneno. Yeh Ine, no, Yeneno. Gilead, Yeneno. Gilead is of me, is mine. Manasseh, and Manasseh, Manasseh. And Manasseh, Manasseh, and Manasseh, Yeneno, Yeneno, Yene, Yene, Yeneno is mine. Ephraim, for Ephraim, Ephraim, and Ephraim, Yerase Metegiano, yeah, of Rase, my head. The Ras, head, self, it can also mean self in a sense, but Rase, right, of my head, Metegia. Metegia, Metegia, they have it as strength here. It's like the security, because I almost say like the security in that sense of my head, right? The tega, like a place to flee for refuge. It's like almost the refuge for the security, right? To say strength in that sense, because a place to be a refuge, security, should be a strong place. Ephraim, Yerase, my head, Metegia, no. Is the strength, is the strong place, the secure place of my head. Yehuda, Yehuda. It's not Yahuda. I know it's kind of hard to break this to ones. Ones have invested a lot in a mispointing, but we'll get into that. Judah means celebrated. Judah means praise. Right? You could say almost like Yehuda would have meant celebrated, like a celebrity. Praise meant he is praised. Yehuda. It does not mean praising Jah. It means that he is praised. His mama praised Jah for his birth, and therefore she praised Jah and called the product of her praise, in that sense, praise. Yehuda, Judah, praise, celebrated. Neguse. Here, Bamarinya, we have Negus, right? King, but in the sense of Neguse. Neguse, my king, Nawu. He is. Yehuda, Neguse, no. Judah is my king. So you see where it says lawgiver. In the Hebrew, actually, it says, well, Mehokaki. Is that Mehokaki? It says, Judah is my scepter. But who holds the scepter? But the king. So Yehuda, Neguse, no. Kuter, Zeteng, verse 9. Moab, Metateriyaye, no. Be Edomia Salayim Chamaye is a regalo. Philistema Yigazutlinya. Moab, Moab. Moab is my washpot. Moab Metatebiyaye. No, is my place of washing. The Metatebiyaye. My Metatebiyaye. No. Moab is my wash place. You can say wash pot in that sense, the place I'm going to wash in, right? And upon Edomias, who is Edomias? It's the Edomian, none other than the Edomites, right? Or Edom. Edom, Edomias, Edomias, Laim, upon and upon Edom, the Edomians, the Edomites, to say Edom. Chamaye, chama, chama is a shoe. Chamaye, my shoe. Chamaye is a regalo. I will cast, more better, I will stretch out my shoe. I would extend, stretch out my shoe over Edom, over the Edomites. Bedomias layim, chamaye is a regalo. Philistine, Philistine, Philistia, Philistine. Philistia, Palestinians, original Palestinians, not these, but those, the Ein Kim, Philistine, right? Ye gazu linyam. Over Philistia will I triumph. It's interesting here because in the Metas Kedus and here in the Mezmur Dawit, Book of the Seven Seals, the Bible of the King of Kings, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, here we have Philistine, Yigezu, they will submit. They'll become subject to subject. They will subject themselves. Linya, live for nye, for me, right? Yigezu, linya. Philistine, Yigezu, linya. They will subject, they will submit themselves. Right, they will submit themselves to me, or they will subject themselves. They become my subjects. Right, over Philistia will I triumph, or Philistia will become subject to me. Kuter Asher, right, verse 10. What is Sinukatama? Man, you was tenyal. Manes iska domya simaranyal. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Interesting verse, ain't it? Wode tsinu, wede towards tsinu. Remember tsinu, libe tsinuno, my heart is fixed, my heart is firm. Wode towards tsinu, towards the firm. Here the translator KJV says strong. The tsinu, the firm of the strong in the sense of it's a firm. Katama, katama city. Wode tsinu katama, to the strong city, to the firm city. Wode tsinu katama. Man, you was Daniel. Man, who? Man, who? You was Daniel. Who will take me? Who will take me towards the strong, like to say, almost like a fortified, a strong, a firm city? What is Sinukatama? Man, you was Daniel. Manis. Man in the Amharic is like who? Manis and who? After like the first question, like to say, like, and who? Right? Manis. Manis, iska domyas, yimaranya, and who, right, iska towards, right, Edomias, Edom, right, the Edomians, Edomias, and to Edom, Yemaranya, Yemara, one who he to guide me, who will guide me, my to Edom, who will lead me, who will guide me to Edom. Now this is an interesting verse. It's the Israelite psalm. Now what is in O Katamani was Daniel, Manis is good, Domias, Yemaranya. Wilt not thou, O God, who has cast us off? Not, O God, who has cast us off, and it was not the I. Isn't it going to be you? Right, who has cast Abed to my father's father, O father of the house, yet Al-Hain, Al-Ha, or Talih, is like you, male, has thrown us down, like throwing our garbage, right, of you who have thrown, like I and I. But it's interesting because we have Al-Hain, Al-Hain. Here is more personalized, like you have cast me, right? So here it's like the all of Yisrael as a collective man, as a collective son, right? Bringing this out sense right here. Not us so much, but who have cast me, right? Who has cast me. So as Israel, as one man, right? The corporate bodies chanting this as one man, as his son. Yet Al-Hain has cast me down, right? You, male, has cast me down. Ante, ante, the pronoun for you. Ante, I delehimin. I delehimin, not the I, would not be the I, yet Al-Hain, ante, I delehimin, right? Is it not you, Amlakori, O Amlak, O Source, O Amlak, corresponding to the KJV God, but O Source, right? Amlakori, O Source, Ka, Sarawitachin Gar, with our Sarawit, our host with our laborers. Sarawit is like to say like a worker, a laborer. It could be host in an army, it could be co-laborers in a campaign, right? Whether military or otherwise. And with our hosts, with our armies, so to say, with our campaign, so to say. Atuwetam, right? Now, KJV brings out the question, wilt not thou, O God, who has cast us off? And wilt not thou, O God, go forth with our armies? Here, according to what we have here, we don't have a question mark right here, right? In the cipher, it's a full stop. So the first part is the question, right? Wilt not thou? You are the one who, isn't it not you who have cast us down, right? Oh, power, O God, O source, and with our armies, atuwetam. When we went out to fight, you wasn't amongst us. You did not go out. Atuwetam. You have not gone out. So we've been losing and losing. And every time we lose, we know you're not with us. If we lose, you are not with us. That's the ancient sense right there. Kutar asara, asara hulet. Asara hulet. Hulet 2. Asara 10 and 2. Verse 12. The mekarachin. The red 18. Sit in. Yes, so when Ramadan. Kentuno, give us help from trouble, for vain, for vanity is the help of man. Be mekarachin, mekarachin, our trouble, right? Our mekara, mekarachin. Be in mekarachin, in our trouble, red eight, help, assistance, red eightin, sitten, and to sette, it's like the whole Santa Masagana thing. That was technically wrong according to the Amharic right there. It wasn't Sate. Sate would mean he made a mistake. He made an error. To say that Sate, make a mistake, an error. To say that Sete, right? Sete means he gave. Here in this sense, the verb is saying Sete. Give to ne, give to us, sitan, give to us, bemekarachin, in our trouble, our trial, our tribulation, bemekarachin, redate, sitan, give us assistance, give us help, redate, right, in our I and I trouble. Difference is not just from trouble, but in our trouble. give us assistance. The Mekarachim, Redeten, Sitten, Yesowim, and of man of Saul, Madan, Madan. Remember the root, Adan, Adonai, right? Like Adonai, Madan, to save, right? Yesowim, Madan, the salvation, the saving of soul, the saving of man, right? Of like mankind, of people, but the saving of man, literally. Yesowim, Madan, the saving of man. Kentu, Nau, Kentu, vain, Kentu, Nau. It's like fleeting, like a puff of breath, like a you take a puff of smoke. It's in the air, one moment's gone. That is what the help of men and mortal man and people is. Kutar Asara source, verse 13. Kutar Asara source. Begziavia, Hailin, Enadergalin. Ursum, Yemiasa Chenpunin, Yawardachua. Through. Through the sustainer, Belohim, and the true good, the true God, through the sustainer, we shall do valiantly. KJV says valiantly, but valiant, not violently, even though Chayil can be in some context violent, but here KJV has valiantly, right? And notice a lot of places has valiantly in the KJV. Both in the Hebrew and the Amharic corresponds with the Chayil, right, or the Chayil. Be'gziyavi here, Chaylin in Nadargalin. We will do in Nadargalin. We will do Chayil. We will do power. We will do powerfully, right, overpoweringly, prevailingly. Be'gziyavi here, in the sustainer, Be'lohim, through the power, the true good, the true God. For he, it is that, shall tread down our enemies, arsum, arsu. The pronoun for he in the Amharic is arsu, right? Isu, latter Amharic, isu, but more older Amharic is arsu. Arsu could come from res, arosh, the head, self, sense. Arsum, and he himself, and none other, arsum, and he himself, yemiyasa chenkun, right? Yemiyas chenkunin. The one, they who cause us anxiety, they who cause us, yeah, anxiety, basic anxiety, say afflict, those who cause us affliction, right? Anxiety, yamiyasa chenkunin, right? Those who cause us anxiety, affliction, to say the enemies, right? Yawardachua, he will humble, humiliate. He will humiliate them who cause us anxiety, affliction. Arsum yemiyas chenpunin yawar dachual. Yawar dachual. So it's all about the Chayil. That word we find in the Royal Amharic in this last verse here from the Royal Amharic, Begziavir Chayilin in Adargalin. Arsum yemiyas chenpunin yawar dachual. In the Hebrew, that part of the verse, Belohim, Na'aseh Chayil, Na'aseh Chayil, Na'aseh Chayil, Chaylin in Nadargalen. And here the Moshe speaker, Abraham Chevudah. You hear from the Metzav Kedus of Negus Neges, the King of Kings Bible, right here. You hear.
Mazmur Matosavat, Bek and Nif Matosament. Yedawit Yemisgana Mazmur. Libbeet and Uno. Abetu Libbeet and Uno. Ekanya Lahuba Kabrim Mizamral. Bagana Hoi Tanes, Masankom. Anim Malijin Nessal. አቤቱ ባህዛብ መካከለ አመሰግናለሁ በወገኖችም መካከለ ዘምርልሃል ምህረት በሰማይ ላይ ታላቅ ናትና እውነትህም እስከ ደመናት ድረስ ነውና አቤቱ በሰማያት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ በል ክብርህም በምድር ሁሉ ላይ ትሁን ወዳጆችህ ይድኑ ዘንድ በቀኝህ አድን አድምጠኝም እግዚአብሔር በቅድስናው ተናገረ ደስ ይለኛል ሴኬምንም እካፈላለሁ የሱኮትንም ሸለቆ ሰፍራለሁ ገለአድ የኔ ነው ምናሴም የኔ ነው ኤፍሬም የራሴ መጠጊያ ነው። ይሁዳ ንጉሴ ነው። ሞአብ መታጠቢያዬ ነው። በኤዶሚያስ ላይም ጫማዬን ዘረጋለሁ። ፍልስጤም ይገዙልኛል። ወደ ጽኑ ከተማ ማን ይወስደኛል? ማንስ እስከ ኤዶሚያስ ይመራኛል? አቤቱ የጣልከን አንተ አይደለህምን? አምላክ ሆይ ከሰራዊታችን ጋር አትወጣም። በመከራችን ረድኤትን ስጠን። የሰውም ማዳን ከንቱ ነው። በእግዚአብሔር ኃይልን እናደርጋለን። እርሱም የሚያስጨንቁንን ያዋርዳቸዋል።
Elect up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
You see? The English language,
the English language.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version.
Yes, it's true that the cup can't spill into a cell to come into a fullness here, like the shear, there's a midrash right here, but hear the Hebrew right here for compare and contrast right here, here, here. Yes, I.
Mizmor kufhet shir mizmor le David. Nachon libi Elohim, ashir ava azamera afkevodi. Ur hanevel vechinor a'ir ashahar. עודך ועמים אדוני, ואזמרך בלאומים, כי גדול מעל שמיים חסדך, ועד שחקים עמיתך. רומה על שמיים אלוהים, ועל כל הארץ כבודך. למען יחלצון ידידך, הושיע ימינך וענני. אלוהים דיבר בקודשו, אעלוזה אחלקה שכם, ועמק סוכות אמדד. לי גלעד, לי מנשה, ואפרים מעוז ראשי. יהודה מחוקקי, מואב סיר רחצי, על אדום אשליך נעלי, על אפלשת את רועה. מי יובילני עיר מבצר? מי נחני עד אדום? הלא אלוהים זנחתנו, ולא תצא אלוהים בצבאותינו. הבה לנו עזרת מצר, ושב תשועת אדם. באלוהים נעשה חיל, והוא יבוס צרנו.
Midrash is a Hebraic term, scriptural term. It's referring to the study. So here, study of today, Psalm 108, right here, 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 linking up some of the points we just briefly addressed when we went through the world of Amharic, like the Wadada, Yedidia, you know, yeah, and also the Hayil point right here, 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 yes, I.
And here, 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 Shema'a Yisrael, here, O Israel. Midrash today, and here, Shema'a Yisrael, here, O Israel. The Midrash today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Chet, Psalm 108. Hear, 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 a midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, which is themed Thanksgiving and Prayer. Thanksgiving and Prayer, Mizmor Kof Chet. Psalm CVIII, Psalm 108. A psalm of David. My heart is prepared, O God. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises. I will sing Isis. Shir Mizmor Le David. Nakon li nakon li Ashira wa izamra af kuf kuf bodi 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 af kvodi. Even with my glory, hear, hear, hear. Opening words, the first two verses Hebraically, Mizmor Kof Chet, the Aleph and the Beit verses, according to the Hebrew. In the KJV, it's a superscription, is the first verse in the Hebrew, the verse that reads, a psalm of David, shir, song, mizmor, psalm, chant, Isis, intonation, shir, mizmor, le, David, a psalm, Isis, of David, the well-beloved, nakon, libi, Elohim, my heart, libi, is prepared, nakon, 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 libi, Elohim, oh, Elohim, oh, power, true good, true God, Elohim, I will sing, Ashira, 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 I will sing, yay, wa izamra, wa izamra, and I will sing praises, izamra, from zamar, zemre, to chant Isis. Shir mizmor ledawi nakon libi Elohim ashira wa izamra. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says, even in Daniel chapter 9 verse 3, and I set my face to the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications, and I set my face to the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications. Wa etna etapanaya il Adonai ha Elohim le vakesh tefila wa tachnunim, and I set my face, wa etna etapanai, and I set my face, wa etna etapanai, I set panai, my face, il Adonai, to Adonai, to Adonai ha Elohim, to Adonai, to Adonai the sovereign, to Adonai, ha Elohim, the Elohim, Hailahim, Hailahim, ha Elohim, the power. Wa etana etapanai el Adonai, ha Elohim, le vakesh, to seek, le vakesh, to seek, tefillah, prayer, to seek prayer, le vakesh, tefillah, with tachnunim. And supplications, tachnunim. Wa'etana etapanaya el Adonai ha'elohim. Libakesh tefila, we're tachnunim. But is not prayer the same as supplication? Is tefila the same as tachnunim, as supplications? The distinction between them is this. Righteous men, the tzadikim, righteous men first incline themselves toward HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, toward the Holy One, the set-apart one, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, so that He will listen to their prayers. And so our Rebbanim, our scholars of Torah, the rabbis taught, a man must begin to pray only in a mood of humility, not in a mood of frivolity, nor in a mood of lightness, nor in a mood of banter, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that the Holy One, blessed be He, will listen to tefilato, to His prayer, to selotu, to tefilato, to His prayer. For in saying, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18, then David HaMelech, David the king, went in and sat lifnei Yahuwah, and sat before Jehovah. Does scripture mean that sitting is permitted in the presence, in the face, the perception, before HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, before the Holy One, the set-apart one, the sanctified one, the Hyla, the hallowed one, the set-apart, the Isis, the Isla one. Blessed be he. Does this mean that sitting is permitted in the presence of the Holy One? Blessed be he. Does not a man pray only in a standing position, the Amida? As it is said, even in Psalm 106, Hebraically at the 30th verse, then stood up Phinehas and prayed. Waya emod pinachas, waya falel, then stood up. Waya emod, waya emod, waya emod, waya emod, waya emod, wa'an, ya emod, and stood up. Pinachas, Phinehas, pinachas, waya falel, wa'an, wrought judgment, or and prayed. Sometimes translated as, then stood up Phinehas and wrought judgment. But directly in the Hebrew, waya emod pi nachasa, wai falel, then stood up, waya emod pi nachas, wa and ye falel, and prayed. Aich, how then can it be said, then David sat before the Lord, vayavo hamelech David, Wayabo Hamelech Dawid, and David went in. Wayabo Hamelech Dawid, and David the king, Hamelech Dawid, and the king David went in. Wayashev Lifnei Yahuwah. So then, how can it be said, then David, Wayabo Hamelech Dawid, sat before Jehovah, sat before he be who he be. Wayashev Lifnei Yahuwah. What the verse implies, however, is not that he sat, but that he had his heart set to pray. What the verse even here in 2 Shmuel, the first part of verse 18 of 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18. Wayabo HaMelech David, and David went in. Wayashev Lifnei Yahuwah, and sat before Yahuwah, he who be who he be, implies, however, is not that he, David, HaMelech David, David the king, sat, but that he had his heart set to pray. And here, Midrash note here on Psalm Mizmor Kof Chet, Psalm 108, here, to the implication of what it means that he sat before Yahuwah, Jehovah, is not that he sat, but that he had set his heart to prayer. The pray is brought out in the Midrash to the first psalm, Mizmor Aleph, in the second section of the Midrash Tehillim, Psalm 1.2. Indeed, since he asked at once in 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18, who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house? Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house? Wayomer, mi aknoki Adonai Yahweh, umi beti. Since he David asked at once, Wayomer, and he said, mi aknoki Adonai Yahweh, who am I? Me, who anoki? Anoki? I, me anoki. Who am I? Mi Anoki, Adonai Yahweh, O sovereign, he who be, who he be, Adonai Yahweh, Adonai Yahweh, Adonai Yahweh, oh, me, and who or what in translation, but the Hebrew, oh, and me, and who, beti, oh, me, beti, Wayomer, mi Anoki, Adonai Yahweh, me, beti, his humility means that He had prepared his heart for prayer, libo, his lib, his heart for prayer, hartika. As is said, even in the 10th Psalm, Psalm 10, Hebraically at the 17th verse, where it reads, thou wilt prepare their heart, thou the eye wilt cause thine ear, the eye ear, to attend. Takin, libam, takshib, azaneka. Thou wilt direct, prepare their heart. Takin, libam, takin. Takin, to prepare, to direct Takin Libam, Libam, via Lib, Libam, Takin Libam, Takshiv, Takshiv, to attend, Azneka, to cause to attend, Takshiv, Azneka, the Azin, Azneka, Azneka, Takin Libam, Takshiv, Azneka, Azneka, Azneka. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani taught, when you prepare your heart for prayer, for tefillah, for elot, when you prepare your heart for prayer, you may be assured that your prayer will be heard by HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, by the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set Apart, the Sanctified One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, for it is said, even in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 45, thou, the eye, wilt prepare their heart, thou wilt cause thine ear to attend, and in 1 Kings, comparing Psalm 10, Hebraically the 17th verse, with 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 45, where it reads, if the people shall pray to Yahweh Jehovah, thou, the eye in heaven, in Shemayim, Shemaiah, will hear their prayer. Scripture also says in Ezra chapter 7, verse 10, for Ezra had prepared his heart. And furthermore, in verse 6 of Ezra chapter 7, verse 6, the king grant him all his requests according to the hand of Yahuwah, Jehovah Elohayo, his Elohim, his power upon him. So too, you find that Hezekiah, who prayed for Israel, it is said, even in 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 18, Hezekiah had prayed for them, saying, the good Lord pardon, the good Lord pardon. Ki hitapalela ye chizekiyahu elehem lemor Yahuwah hatob. For Hezekiah had prayed for them. Ki hitapalela ye chizekiyahu elehem, saying, lemor Yahuwah hatob, Jehovah the good. He who he be, hatob, ye kaper be'ada, pardon, ye kaper be'ada, kia hita palela ye chizak yaw elehem, lemor Yahuwah hatob, ye kaper be'ada. But before he prayed, he had prepared his heart. But before he prayed, he prepared his heart, as is said, even in 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 19, he prepared his whole heart to seek God, the Lord, the God of his fathers, the God of his patriarchs. Kola lebabo hekina lidrosha ha'elohim Yahuwah Eloheya Evotayo. He prepared his whole heart to seek the Elohim, the power. Kola lebabo Hekina lidrosh ha'elohim, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, the power, the Elohim of his patriarchs, of his fathers, Yahuwah Elohei Ebotayo. And because he prepared his heart, called his whole, all, levabo hekin, called levabo hekin, and because he prepared his heart, hakadosh baruku, hearken to his prayer, because he prepared his whole heart, kol levabo, he prepared hekin, hakadosh baruch hu, baruch Hashem, hearken to his prayer, and healed the people. Scripture also says, then the priests, the Levite Halloween, arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and their prayer came up to his holy, his Isle, his set-apart habitation, even to Shemayim, Shemaiah, even to the heavens, the place of the celestial waters. David said accordingly, behold, I shall prepare my heart so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that the Holy One, blessed be He, will hear Tefillati, will hear my prayer. Hence, here, it is said even in today's psalm, my heart is prepared, O Elohim. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises. I will sing Isis. Nakona libi Elohim. Ashira wa zamra. another targum, another interpretation of my heart is prepared, O Elohim, nakon libi. Elohim, nakon libi, Elohim, nakon prepared, libi, my heart, Elohim, O power. David said, I shall prepare my heart as aishent, as incense. I shall prepare, libi, my heart as aishent, as incense. Therefore, it is written even in the 141st Psalm, at the second verse, Hebraically, of the 141st Psalm, let my prayer be prepared as incense before thee I. Let my prayer be prepared, be set forth, be prepared as incense, as aishens, before thee I. Tikon tifilati kitoreta lifanecha. May my prayer tifilati be set forth, be prepared as incense, as kitoret, as aishens. Lit faneka, before the eye, in thy face, in thy perception. Tikon tifilati, kitoreta lefaneka, hakadosh, baruku, the Holy One, blessed be he. Answer Dawi, thou, the eye, has prepared for thy prayer. Therefore, I shall prepare thy throne. I shall prepare thy throne. As is said, even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 16, where it reads, and thy house and thy kingdom, thy government, shall be made sure forever, for ever, before thee I. Thy throne shall be prepared forever, for ever. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises, Isis, even with my glory. Ashira wa izamra afa kvodi, af kvodi. Even with kavodi, even with my glory. David said, I will sing on account of the glory that the eye has given I. As is said, who am I? Mi anoki, Adonai Yehuwi, O sovereign, he who be. And mi beiti, and what is my house that thou, the eye, has brought me hither? That the eye has brought I here, in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 18. That is, brought I to my kingship. Hence my glory, kabodi, my kavod. Therefore, I have not been sleeping, but have awaked the dawn with psaltery and harp, as is said even in today's psalm, here in Mizmor Kof Chet, in Psalm 108, awake, psaltery and harp. I will awake the dawn. Awake, psaltery and harp. Ura, ha nevel, we kinor. Awake, ura, awake, ura, ura. Awake, psaltery and harp. Ha nevel, we kinor. I will awake the dawn. Aira, shachar. Aira shahar, aira shahar, ura hanavella wikinor, aira shahar, awake, psaltery and harp, I will awake the dawn, ura, ura. David went on, never has dawn come upon me and found me asleep. Never has dawn come upon me and found me asleep. For I am wont to awake the dawn. Aira shahar. Hence, here, he said, I will awake the dawn. Aira shahar. Aira, I will awake. Aira shahar. Shahar, I will awake the shahar. I will awake the dawn. And also, in Psalm 119, at the 62nd verse, Psalm 119, verse 62, at midnight, I will rise to give thanks to the eye. At midnight, I will arise to give arise. Thanks, Yangfu Isis to the eye. At midnight, Chitzot Laila, midnight, Chitzot Laila. Akum lehodot lak, lehodot, to give Isis thanks and praise, stretch off my hands to the eye. Chitzot laila. Akum lehodot lak, at midnight I will arise. I will rise, rise up to give thanks, young for eyes to the eye, and further, and further, further, further. In Psalm 119 at the 147th verse, I rose early at dawn and cried. I rose early. Ki damti, ki damti, ki damti. Va neshef, ba neshef, ba neshef, ba neshef at dawn. Wa ishawea. Wa ishawea. Wa and ishawea, ishawea. And shouted ishawea and cried out, called out to say to shout ishawea and shout, shout ishawea. Ki damti, va neshef. Wa ishawea. I rose early at dawn, wa and ishawea, and cried out and called out and shouted ishawea. I will give thanks to the eye, O Lord, among the peoples. O deka, va amin, Yahuwah. O deka, I will give thanks, stretch forth the hands, I will give thanks, young for eyes. O deka. Ba'amim, 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 amongst the peoples, Yahuwah, O he who be, who he be. Lamaze, for what reason? Because, according to the words of today's psalm, he breaks the fifth verse, thy mercy is great above the heavens. Why will I do this? For, because thy mercy, ki gadola me'ala shamayim chasteka. Chasteka, chasteka, the chasteka, the I chesed, chasteka, the I loving kindness, the I's grace, chasteka, the I male loving kindness, the I male grace, chasteka is great, ki gadol, ki for gadol, for big, for big up, for great, for important, ki gadol, may all shamayi, may from all, from above, may all, from above, may all shamayi. Ki gadola me'ala shamayim chasdeka, for thy chesed, thy loving kindness, thy mercy, thy grace is great above the shamayim. Mercy, chesed, chesed, mercy on my behalf that reaches to shamayim.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.